If you think you're in love, you're in love.
Right, exactly. All right, geez, I see the live, but nothing's live. Yeah, there's a live. It says live, but there's nothing under it. There's that delay, you know.
This is a live recording, folks.
Yes, and I don't know where the hell we are. Now the live thing is gone.
I know where I am.
Yeah, you sure?
I'm right here.
Yeah. All right. The live thing's back, but I don't see us. So
you're not missing much.
Exactly. All right, there we are. Holy mackerel. What the hell is going on? There we are. We got the chat up.
Welcome on. I'm going to test your knowledge.
Uh-oh.
Where'd the holy mackerel thing come from? Entered the popular lingo.
Holy mackerel.
Holy mackerel there, Sapphire.
All right, I give up.
Amos and Andy.
Ah, I wouldn't have known that.
Amos and Andy. Yeah, they were still on television when I was a little guy. They started out on radio, two white guys.
Right. Yes.
Doing nigger dialects. But when they went to television, well, they had to come up with a couple of niggers. Freeman Gosden was one. I can't think of the other one's name. But then again, nobody ever stops me in the street and wants to know that information.
Right. Right.
Holy mackerel.
Holy mackerel. And it's still around, which is great.
Yeah, it'll be around forever.
That's awesome. I like that. All these old speaking of stuff that is probably no longer around, or at least as much as it used to be. I got two of these in the mail. Here's one.
Thinking of you at Easter. Well, now that's a sweet thing.
Yes, that was from one of my cousins.
Well, hell yes.
And I got this one.
I like it. I can't read it. Something wrong with the lighting. Here we go. Happy Easter. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's disappearing in that Hollywood.
Lovely, lovely.
Yeah, that one is from someone who you might be familiar with, and the listeners might be familiar with. As a matter of fact, I'll show you who it is. Hold on.
Froha Ostern, if you're over there in Germany.
Yes. One day I'd like to get to Germany.
Here, I'm pretty sure I never will, but I did one time for a few moments. Of course, I was in the lost eastern section of Pomerania, but I was headed home, had to fly home. Because my 90 days without a visa were damn near up, and then I'd have been in, you know, maybe not hot water, but maybe I couldn't have come back. So they said, hey, let's take old James here across the river, take him up the German side so he gets his passport stamped that way. And so they did, and I'm thinking, well, I hope I'm not on the shit list. So you cross the Oder River, and man, you're going, and you're going, and you're going until you hit that checkpoint Charlie deep inside German territory. It ain't right on the border. It ain't right on that river. Okay. And up we went. We headed due north along that river. And all I saw was a nice highway, a two-lane, very new seeming highway on our right. On our left, it was a cornfield. All the way up until we went back across to get to Stettin so I could take off. That's my experience with Germany right there.
Well, that's more than my experience. I've seen a lot of cornfields and highways, but not in Germany. So here's who I got that Easter card from. This guy and his wife. All right, let me bring it up. You might be familiar with him. Great guy. We've hung out and spoken many times. Here's an interview he did. He was running for office up in Illinois. And let's Ooh. Get it going.
Whoa.
A former leader of the American Nazi Party is running for Congress in Illinois. As the only Republican on the ticket, it looks like he is about to win the primary next month. His name is Arthur Jones. He has never avowed his Nazi views. Here's what Jones said at a rally in Kentucky last April. And we warn all of you that the language you're about to hear in this segment is offensive.
The white majority are fed up with all of these lying, cheating, thieving, warmongering, child molesting, political pimps and whores of this corrupt and decadent two-party, Jew-party, queer-party system.
Jones, that Republican candidate for Illinois' 3rd District joins us now. Mr. Jones, it is shocking to hear how vocally and unapologetically racist you are. Are you a Nazi?
Well, for the past 15, 20 years, I have not had anything to do with any National Socialist organization on a formal basis.
But do you call yourself a Nazi?
I don't call myself a Nazi. I call myself an American patriot and statesman.
Okay, well, let me give our viewers some details about this just so they can decide for themselves. You've been part of anti-Semitic groups since the 1970s. You go to neo-Nazi rallies. We have pictures of you there. We're part of the White People's Party. You dress in Nazi garb, and you celebrate Hitler's birthday. You're a Nazi.
Well, I do not belong to any formal National Socialist organization anymore, and I haven't belonged to one since about 1990, okay? Mm-hmm. The only organization that I belong to is my own organization, and that's the America First Committee,
uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah. You can call it whatever you want, Mr. Jones, but your website is filled with the most vile, rancid rhetoric I think I've ever read.
I disagree
read.
With you. It's not vile and rancid. It's the truth.
It is.
There's nothing on that website that's not true. I personally put that stuff on there.
Yeah.
I personally picked out the articles on there because they're true.
That's
now, I can't
really
help it. You
troubling.
Don't want to accept the truth.
Listen.
I can't help it. You don't want to accept the truth. You Jews media, you've gone absolutely nuts. Mm-hmm. You think that Adolf Hitler is revived from the grave or something. Mm-hmm. It's one man, myself, that's standing for the truth. And the news media can't stand that.
Mr. Jones,
the Democrats and Republicans,
is
the cursed two-party, Jew-party, queer-party system can't stand
language. And the fact that you deny the Holocaust. You are entitled.
Yes,
to
I deny
your...
the Holocaust.
Listen,
it's an extortion
Mr.
racket.
You
pure
are
and simple.
Entitled to
and
your
if you
own
did any investigation,
theories.
If you did any honest, if you did any honest investigation of the Holocaust, you'd realize that it is nothing but an international extortion racket mm-hmm. by the Jews to bleed, blackmail, extort, and terrorize their enemies.
Yeah,
and to suck us into one war after another in the Mideast.
Yeah, I've
I was
heard
not
this.
Campaigning as a National Socialist. I was campaigning as a Republican. Uh-huh. I was campaigning on the one issue that's on everybody's mind, and that's to avoid war in the Middle East.
Okay.
We need more wars.
Sure.
No, we don't need more wars.
Fine.
We need
I
more
understand.
Jobs.
And you call. Well, I don't even want to quote you, but here's the deal. Here, you can have your own conspiracy theories. But you can't have your own facts.
Not conspiracy
and
theory. It's a fact.
Mr. Jones,
the Jews controlled basically the country,
Jews
the Congress,
were killed.
The economy,
Adolf
the
Adolf Hitler
media.
Perpetrated a genocide. The Auschwitz death camp existed. And the Nuremberg trial
poppycock.
Happened. Those are the
it's
facts,
poppycock.
Sir. Either way, here's
it's
the
a,
larger
it's
point.
A, it's a scam.
Fine. Here, you're on the record.
Here's,
you've
here's
said
Ford's
that you don't
records,
believe
ma'am.
The Holocaust.
Ford's records of
wow.
Holocaust survivors are getting special Social Security
well,
benefits.
I'm glad that you're pinning all of your
this
position
from,
and platform
from,
on that piece
from
of paper.
This comes from Congressman, former Congressman Bill Lipinski,
yeah.
okay, acknowledging
Jones,
Ford's
listen,
record was used
you've
to
been
give
doing this for decades. You're
benefits.
Steeped in this kind of crazy crackpot theory. But here's the larger point. How do you think that you are going to represent the people of Illinois in this district? You have 700,000 people in your district. 7,000 of them are Jews. How do you plan to serve
Jew
them
Zionists,
as a public
but
servant?
The overwhelming majority are white Christian patriots. Mm-hmm. And I might add black Christian patriots, Latino Christian patriots.
Mm-hmm. So
they
it's
don't
just
want
the
any
Jews
more wars in the
like.
Middle East. And the Israeli lobby, The Israeli lobby controls the Congress of the United States and has sucked us into one war after another. And that's what I'm running against. Not the Holocaust. I'm running against trying to prevent a Holocaust in the Middle East.
Yeah. A couple things. The Republican Party, the state Republican Party, has completely disavowed you. They say the Illinois Republican Party and our country, please let me speak, Mr. Jones, have no place for Nazis. Like Arthur Jones, we strongly oppose his racist views and his candidacy for any public office, including the 3rd Congressional District. Mr. Jones, I'm going to make my point. The National Republican Party has also done so. We condemn this candidate and his hateful rhetoric in the strongest possible terms. Here's the good news. You have a long track record, Mr. Jones. Yes, you did serve in Vietnam. But something
That's
has happened
honorably,
since then where
honorably.
You are not
I wasn't
honoring
a draft
the people
like a lot of these communist
listen,
Jews that were in the streets.
Here's what everybody needs to know, Mr. Jones. You have a long track record of losing. You lose virtually everything that you run for. You've run for Congress and you've lost for mayor, for alderman. And we're not in the business of predicting the news, but I can
counts.
Say that you will lose
Persistency
this race.
Paid off. Now
you
I'm going to be on the ballot for the March 20th primary.
Catcher.
And on the ballot for the November election.
Mr. Jones, we're going to go.
I keep running because I'm a better man than most of those people in Washington.
We'll see what the voters think about that.
I don't believe in political
We'll see if the voters
nonsense,
think that
ma'am.
You
I
are the person
standing for the truth,
to
no matter
represent
what.
Them. Arthur Jones, we heard your opinion, and we'll see what happens. Chances are you'll go down in flames.
Holy God.
He's a great guy, Art.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He hasn't lost any of his steam.
Well, that was years ago. I think that was 6 years ago, but he slowed down a little bit.
That was sick. What we just
seven
saw
years
was
ago.
Six
that,
years
that was
ago.
Seven
okay,
years
yeah.
ago.
7 years can play hell with you when you get to be our age.
And he got some injuries in Nam. As a matter of fact, I helped him with his veteran benefits. So
I remember him when he was a young guy. I think ran into his name when we had I saw the National Socialist Movement banner behind him up there as this thing was starting off. And we had a unit, a pretty big unit in Detroit. And I don't know if he was based in Detroit or not, but he was really starting up big and strong. And this would have been about 77 or 78.
Yeah. I should know because I've interviewed him and hung out with him. He told me where he was born and raised.
It might have been Chicago or it might have been Detroit.
Yeah, well, he's outside of Chicago now, and he's been there for a while. Like I said, a hell of a nice guy. Sent me that Easter card, and I just love him.
Yeah, well, good for him. I'm glad. Yeah, he's still among the living, and he certainly made waves. He did more than most by far.
Absolutely.
And coming across, but that fucking bitch, man, fucking bitch kept stepping all over everything he had to say.
Oh, fuck, man.
That's the train.
Oh, yeah, of course. They're Jew tools. So, yeah, yep. Hello, Art. I'm going to call him later today and send him the interview. Tell him that we both send him our warm regards.
Absolutely.
Let's go to the chat. Shameless Wise asks, good day, gents. Nothing about our punctuality today? I'm kidding. Shameless Wise asks, passed through Frankfurt twice, going to Russia and back. If you remember, James, Shameless's ex-wife is from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed overnight on the way back because he missed his plane back to Canada. Maybe that's a good thing. All right.
I ran into a Russian girl. I was taking Amtrak, and I recommend Amtrak. If you're going to go somewhere, you're not in a big hurry, go by train. It's lovely. It's lovely. Mm-hmm. You can get up, walk around, go to the dining car, go to the bar, go to the observation car. Do whatever you want to do. If you got a lot of money, get a sleeping car. But it's great. Anyway, so I'm going to Chicago on Amtrak. Here's this cute chickie in the bar from Kaliningrad. And, oh, yeah, I didn't say Königsberg. But I said, it's right there on the Baltic coast, isn't it? And she took off on that. And we had a nice little old conversation, a blonde, blue-eyed chickie. Yeah.
Yeah, they love it when Europeans love it when Americans actually know geography. And they can't believe it because they're used to, you know, the typical American.
Yeah, dumb yeah. asses.
who doesn't know anything.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, train rides, yeah. I liked them too. Used to take them from Jersey into New York. And I've never been on Amtrak, I don't think. But I would like to take a – there's actually a train – I saw an article about it. I think it was in Colorado – that you could, you know, buy. It's expensive, though. Trains are expensive. That's the problem. You can take, like, a scenic tour. I think it was Colorado. Maybe I'm wrong. But, yeah, trains are beautiful. Shameless says, oh, my God, he used words. Yeah, words that Allison Camerata didn't understand. Did Camerata leave CNN? For some reason, I'm thinking that the creature might have left. Let's find out. I think she did. Yeah, I think she did. I think we might have played her
swan song.
Yes.
Well, yes. It'd be a good thing if it had been.
Let's see if I'm right. I misspelled her name though. Yeah, it's Allison with a Y. Let's see. Okay, is she still employed? She signed off after a decade on air. This was last December, yeah. So, goodbye, bitch. Yeah, what yeah. a nasty fucking yeah. bitch.
How'd you like to be married to that?
Oh, ooh. I mean, Art did a great job.
Yeah, you know. He did. He wasn't he was not intimidated.
No. And I remember when Duke was on with that nasty kike spy on CNN, Wolf Blitzer, who literally, he was like the editor of the Jerusalem Post or something like that. So this guy's a pure embedded spy here. Duke just tore him a new asshole. Of course, the guy is trained not to, you know, really show any emotion or be mm-hmm. affected by, you know, what a guest might say. But Duke said, basically, he called him an Israeli spy. So that's a great interview, too.
I remember I first and only actually ran into that bird during the, I guess, first and probably second Iraq War. He was all over the damn place. And what a nasty looking kike. I said, wow, we're really getting some unbiased.
Yeah, of course, it's hard to find that interview. CNN, of course, took it down. But here, some people put it up, you know, like mirrored it. So let's take a look at that real quick. Before we do, let me just go to the chat. And Thomas Dwyer says, good day, gents. Fishing with Hitler says, good for him. What a hero. When was this? That was 7 years ago. He actually got on the ballot. He ran unopposed. And they were, you know, in a tizzy about what can they do to stop him. Of course, he didn't win, but that's okay. He still made it to the ballot, and he got primetime coverage. Johnny Sunshine is here. Victoria Volonino. Hello, friends. CNN is so awful. Ooh. And, yeah, that was a good clip, Johnny. Okay. Elizabeth says, Mr. Mason is a sage. The man is wonderful.
Oh, my God.
Holy I want to thank. Yeah, oh, it's true.
Put that on a
an Easter card.
A document notarized.
Memorialized,
and I'll take that around and say, there you go, read that.
We got some more here from her. I want to thank the woman who said kind words to me on the last show. And then she says, a gift from heaven, this man.
Holy God. Tell that to some of my ex-old ladies and see what you do.
Fuck them. Joker says, /Klosh is here. We got a full house already. All right, let's take a look at the Dukester interview where he tore this sumbitch a new asshole. Yeah, it's funny. It says here, this was put up a year ago. It says save it before it's deleted. That's the problem. They keep deleting
it. Right.
Because
right.
they don't want you to see this, obviously. They, with the triple quotation marks or the triple parentheses. Okay, let's get to it.
Mr. Duke, thanks very much for coming in. What do you say to those who say, who charge, and there are many, that you're there in Tehran at this Holocaust conference simply because you hate Jews?
Well, first off, Mr. Blitzer, I resent the introduction you made of me. You mentioned the Ku Klux Klan 11 times. That was over 30 years ago in my life. And since that time, I got elected to the House of Representatives. I received a full doctorate. I've been a teacher. I have one of the best-selling books in the world. And you interview many former communists in governments all over the world, and you don't introduce them by saying former communist, and certainly not 11 times. I think you're biased because you're a former lobbyist for AIPAC. You're a Jewish extremist, supporter of Israel, so you want to bias anyone who criticizes Zionists.
Well, do you hate Jews?
No, I don't. Do you hate people who don't want to be controlled? Do you hate Americans who don't want the Israeli lobby to have Americans fight and die and thousands maimed because Israel wants in the Middle East? We have a war in Iraq because Israel wanted that war, not for American interests. They lied to us about weapons of mass destruction, and now they're trying to get America into war against Iran. And I think it'd be a tragedy for this country, a tragedy for the world. And you don't like what I say against Zionism, so you want to talk about the Ku Klux Klan rather than the issues facing the world.
Do you
terrorism of the Israeli state, for instance.
Do you believe, Mr. Duke, that there was a Holocaust?
I believe, sir, that the only way we can know whether there was a Holocaust or the nature of it is freedom of speech. I don't think we should be locking people in prison in Europe, even elderly people in their 80s, because they dare to have a different opinion about an historical event. The American government shouldn't be saying that the Iran conference was a conference for freedom of speech. I heard many mainstream Holocaust speakers at this conference, many. This conference allowed freedom of speech on the issue. The American government and Tony Blair and George Bush should be saying it's a disgrace that David Irving, a worldwide historian with books in almost every library of the world, is in prison right now in Austria because he said something the Zionists don't like about the Second World War.
Do you believe in a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, a new state of Palestine living side by side with the state of Israel?
I think that's probably the best solution. I think you have to ask the people who live there of both Israel and the Arab countries. But I know one thing. You can't impose a solution from the Zionist domination of American foreign policy. Pearl and people like Wolfowitz, Feith, Wormser, Kristol, Abrams, we can go on and on. It sounds like a Jewish wedding. They have set American policy, and they've hurt American interests in the Middle East. Just as I've said for years, as Walt and Mearsheimer of Harvard have said, it's a fact. And we are dying right now in Iraq because we're there for Israel's interests. We've got no oil out of this war. I said I went around the world, around the country
Let me interrupt for a moment, Mr. Duke. As far as I know, the president of the United States, who's the commander in chief, is not Jewish. The vice president of the United States is not Jewish. The secretary of defense is not Jewish. The national security advisor to the president, not Jewish. The director of the CIA, not Jewish. Are these people simply tools of the Zionist conspiracy?
Yes.
They're not tools of a conspiracy, but they are definitely tools of the Zionist media and political power. Even the Washington Post said that 60% of the contributions for the Republican Party come from Jewish sources. Plus, if any politician in America dares to criticize Israel, millions will go to his opponents, and he will be attacked in the media where Zionists have incredible power. Even the Jewish Chronicle, the Jewish Los Angeles Times, Jewish Times of Los Angeles, stated that four of the five conglomerates, largest media conglomerates, are owned by Jews, and the fifth is even more pro-Israel than some of those conglomerates. We have a controlled media in the United States, and that's why we're not hearing the truth about this conference. This conference is about the fact that there must be freedom of speech. And this is insane that people are being criticized. This conference is being criticized when there are people in prison right now for freedom of their conscience.
Do you think that David Irving should be in prison right now in Austria?
I'm asking you a question, sir.
Do you think David Irving should be in prison in Austria for voicing an opinion? And we invited you on. And the question is, if we invited you on, why is there a Zionist conspiracy if we're letting you on television right now? How do you explain that?
Well, how do I explain that? I think that you can't affect the news. I think you have to put some spin on what's happening.
But we didn't have to invite you on CNN.
And it's an attack mode, always an attack mode when people like myself come on there. But you thought you could handle me with your 11 connotations of the Ku Klux Klan. You can't handle the truth. And the fact is, you are an agent of Zionism. You work for AIPAC, the lobby in this country that controls Israeli policy.
I'm going to read to you what Mr. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, has said, and then you can respond if you agree or disagree with him. Israel must be wiped off the map, and God willing, with the force of God behind it, we shall soon experience a world without the United States and Zionism. That's what he said on October 28, 2005, according to Al Jazeera.
All right, first off, that's a complete misquote. He never said wipe off the map. And he was talking about the Zionist control of the United States. In fact, I heard his last speech, and I read articles all over the world where he said Israel would be wiped off the map. He said Israel would have a change in government, just as the Soviet Union changed. Obviously, the Russian people weren't killed. Israel wasn't wiped out. And this was to garner hatred against Iran.
But what about him when he says, when he says we should
maybe even nuclear strike against Iran?
When he says we should soon experience a world without the United States. When he says we should soon experience a world without the United States and Zionism.
I know what the translation was. He was referring to to the control of the world. Israel uses the United States as its proxy. They use the United States, as Mahatma said from Malaysia. Israel is able to dominate our policy through their money, through their media control, and they're leading us to disaster. Richard Pearl and Paul Wolfowitz were the formulators of the Iraq War. Pearl, Wurmser, and Feith wrote a paper for Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel calling for war against Iraq, Iran, and Syria. And that's exactly what we did. They made up the lies of weapons of mass destruction because Americans were not willing to die in thousands and spend billions of dollars for Israel's strategic objectives.
David,
that's
Duke,
the reality.
We have to leave
and
it there.
So the many satellite lies is, are going
the
on.
Satellite is about to go down, so we have to leave it right there. But you're in Tehran.
Well, people can find information, DavidDuke.com.
I'm sure they will have plenty of opportunities to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, stepping all over everything he tried to say.
Of course.
The dirty bastards.
Ah, dirty Jew. Oh, yeah, but he handled himself.
He did. Yeah. Kept his cool. He kept his cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gotta love him. All right. Iroquois Eyes. Hi, Dave and James. Followed by these fucking Jews. Love it. Iroquois, the only historical event you can go to prison for. That should tell you.
Yeah, that's the only thing, period, that you can go to prison for.
For now.
But it used to be 1,000 years ago, you could be burned for saying that the sun doesn't revolve around the earth.
Yeah, exactly. We're back there. Bushmaster 6A, I've toured the CNN studios. Instead of calling it Atlanta, he calls it Black Anta.
Mm-hmm.
It's a ghost town. You'd think that there'd be a lot of tourists. There was nobody there to watch their live shows. When was that, Bushmaster? When did you tour? And by the way, that that Duke clip, we know. All right, hold on. Okay, let's go here. And that was right there. All right. So he was that Kike was interviewing Dukester here at the International Conference to Review the Global Vision of the Holohoax, a 2-day conference in Tehran that opened on December 11th, 2006. And of course, Duke was there. I have no idea who that is. Forrestan, we both know. He's recently passed. Frederick Tobin, we both know of, not both know. Michelle Renouf, we both know of. I've interviewed her, and she's very sweet. I interviewed this guy, Yisrael David Weiss, that Netarai Karta guy. You know, those are the Jews who don't believe that the Kikes have a homeland and they're against Zionism. They're still Jews, but, you know, they're against Zionism, supposedly. Anyway, look at this. Bush, that clown, called the conference an affront to the entire civilized world. And Blair said, shocking beyond belief. Yeah.
Yeah, well, number one, they are Jew tools.
Of course.
And number two, they're just ignorant assholes.
Ignorant assholes. Fucking traitors. Traitorous scum. All right, let's see what else we got here. Yes, that's perfect. Here is an image that Thomas put up. And, of course, this is, you don't need any further words.
That's good. Oh, it's good.
But that's what it is. But that's the thing. They can never admit that.
No, but there it is.
Yeah. Well, you know, just talk to a Jew and say, why are Jews hated? You know,
the truth is so simple.
Exactly.
People try to confuse it all up.
Well, they can when they have the media.
Yeah, that's it. They take something simple and confuse the hell out of it.
Exactly. Egg fucking exactly. All right. So what do we got here? Bushmaster, someone had mentioned owning an old duster. I think that was Elizabeth, maybe. In the last couple of shows, pulled a duster Fender badge at the junkyard sitting on my Irving books. Let's take a look at that. Oh, yeah, I remember that duster thing. Yep. You remember that too, James, I'm sure.
I remember when, oh, boy, that's something to keep. My God.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there was a fleet of vans, service vans, maybe dry cleaning, who knows, that existed. They may still exist. It was called White. I don't know if they're still going or not. But on the side of each van would be a thing like this, not as stylish as that. White, you know. But then they had, I don't know, they supercharged their engines or something like that. And so they went to super white power. And I got one.
Oh, jeez.
Super white power. Yeah.
What were they? What did they do, that company, White?
Well, vans.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
What were they in the business of, you said?
Delivery, probably.
Okay.
But I got one. Super white power.
Wow, that's cool. You still got it, I guess.
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah. Yeah, White. That's so common of a name that they just put white vans, like if you're looking for a white van. But, hell, I tried it. Okay. Let's see what we got here. We got Lars saying that, commenting on the Arthur Jones interview, the language is scary. Be warned. And now to our next story about trannies and homos. Please bring your children to watch. Exactly. Yeah, she said, you served in Vietnam, but something happened since then. LOL, what the fuck? Yeah, you're no longer killing gooks for Jews. So something horrible has happened. And then, of course, at the end of that Duke interview, the satellite's going down, right? And Lars had a green duster in the early mid-70s. Was my mom's car. Hated it. Yeah, that was...
You know, in the near future, when we get our files put into this particular laptop, we're going to have some hellacious pictures to share.
Oh, beautiful.
And one of them is the motorcade on the way to the first party Congress down in Fairfax, Virginia. And in that motorcade, you're clearly going to see me in my white Valiant, my white 62 Valiant.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
And you're also going to see me and Duke not together, but a couple of just, you know,
yeah, right.
A couple of birds that turned up, you know, a couple of delegates that turned up, no big deal. But, yeah, right. We're there, and we'll get to see that, too.
That's cool.
Tons of fun.
Excellent. All right, let's go here and see what else we got here. All right. Okay. And Johnny Sunshine, the PNAC document, a clean break. There must be another catastrophic event like a new Pearl Harbor. Yep, of course. Oh, and here's the van. Yeah, this isn't it. Huntress is here.
Ah, good.
And so is Straight Out of Swampton. And here, Straight Out of Swampton found the van, James.
Okay.
That's what I love about this. This chat, they're just so damn smart. There's the van. White fucking power. And look at the license plate, too.
Sure as hell.
See the license plate?
420.
Yes. Yeah, man. White fucking power.
I love it, man. Boy, what can be done these days in the blink of an eye?
Amazing.
And
fucking amazing.
Super, super professional.
Yes. Yes. Could you imagine driving around in that sucker?
Oh, man, you wouldn't want to park anywhere.
No. Or park with it unattended. Yeah, of course, the state is, it looks kind of looks like New York colors and, you know, I think Alaska colors. But, yeah, it's no state, of course. Can't do that. All right, let's go here. And let's see if Bushmaster let us know when he was at the CNN studios. Straight Out of Swampton, Fairfax has fallen. Virginia has fallen.
Yes. That whole Charlottesville thing told me that Virginia had fallen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was dumb.
I was at an occasion, and there was a young guy from Virginia there, and this was right in the middle of that shit. And I said, aren't there any true Virginians left? And he had no comment.
There are. They're hiding in the hills. That's where they are.
But we were the event was held at the Mosby.
Nice, another Confederate hero.
Confederate raider.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
I wonder if it's still there and still called the Mosby. That's a good question.
Trina Swampton would know. Aaron Eagle is here. All right. So let's go jump right into it, James. We're going to jump right into it. All right. Let's take a look at where is that news, that breaking news thing that we look at all the time. Where'd that go?
Well, the Pope is still dead.
You sure?
I'd be willing to bet on it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Where are we? Why can't I find it? I just have too many of these damn links up. That's the problem. You don't suffer from that, the issue that I have.
No, because I can't navigate the internet.
Yeah, that's good. You're lucky.
The person that chimed in there about when I lean back, I can't be heard. I'm gonna have to do like the niggers do. Talk extra loud all the time, because sooner or later I'm going to say something intelligent and I want it to be heard.
Right. Or you notice niggers, they don't, if they have their cell phones, they don't talk on the cell phone like a normal person. They have it on speaker.
Well, of course.
What the fuck is that about?
Yeah. Stupid. Well, I missed my latest parole here at meeting. I just beat up my old lady.
Right.
It goes about like that.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck. All right, let's see what's going on.
Hey, there he is. That's my boy.
There's the Pope, sir. That's a good Pope right there.
That's a good Pope.
Yeah. Nearly 20,000 sheep have visited the Pope. Yes, James.
Yep.
You were going to say something. I cut you off.
You know, talking about hate, you hate Jews, you know, they ask Duke or maybe they ask the Art. And no, I certainly don't hate the Pope. He's not worthy of my hate.
Right.
You know, the opposite, somebody recently said, the opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. And I'm indifferent to that guy. It's not anyway, I discussed that some years ago on the old website. It's not hate, it's disdain.
Yeah.
I don't hate bedbugs.
Yeah.
I disdain them.
Yes, exactly.
Gotta get rid of them.
That's right.
But hate? No.
You hate the influence, the poison, corrosive, malignant influence Jews have in our lives. That's what we hate. We don't hate the individual. Although there are some Jews who I kind of do hate. Trumpster to exempt car makers from certain U.S. tariffs. Good. Trump is drafting an EO that would threaten to cut federal funding from colleges that fail to disclose their sources of foreign funding. That's
good. Good for him.
Yeah. Gabbard has referred several intelligence officials to the DOJ for prosecution over leaks of classified information.
Good for her.
I'm sure we're going to start seeing some trials, you know, and some charges, some trials, and some convictions. We must.
We need judges like Roland Freisler. You remember Roland Freisler? No. He was the guy conducting the trials of those bastards that tried to kill Hitler and overthrow the government back in 1944. And he'd get up, he'd be from the bench, he'd be saying, he'd be screaming at him, you filthy goddamn, you know, and they'd be standing there, oh, baby, and you know what's coming down the pike for them.
Right.
We need some more of that.
Yeah, we've got antiseptic judges now.
Well, we got judges that are on the other side.
Yeah, of course.
Here we go. Wounded vets.
Yeah. So, let's see what he's saying.
Who's that picture on there?
That is Joe Biden that says, let's go, Brandon.
I'm saying, what was that picture?
I told him he wasn't allowed to ask you to sign it.
That's very good. Well, thank you all very much.
All righty then. Yeah, protest.
Wounded in this latest
in a Jew war. Yeah,
in a Jew war. Yeah, well, they're laughing. They didn't get their brains blown out.
No.
And I see these commercials on television for wounded warriors, and it's a goddamn shame. But I got to say, these guys would have been better off had they died on the battlefield.
Yeah, it's sad.
These men right here, it's bad enough. But they got their senses, you know, and nowadays with prosthetics, they can go on and lead a pretty normal life.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank God for that. I see the one fella in the red hat there. He's sort of on the right track. But they're all sitting there laughing, and man, if you can still laugh, you got something.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Please go in a meet. Okay, let's go here. Protesters are planning to set up tent encampments on Columbia University campuses this week to protest the war. It's not a war. The slaughter in Gaza.
Well, they better be careful.
They're
going to be targeted.
Oh, yeah. Trump says we're going to have a fair deal with China. It's going to be fair. Terrific. Oh,
there's the fag.
Fuck, man.
No, it's a different one.
No, that's a fag, too.
Is he a fag?
Well, if he's not, you know, publicly.
If he's not, he should be.
They call him Turban Durban because he's a Democrat, and he backs all the enemies of this country and the traditions of this country. He's a scumbag. Senate's number two demon rat and top Democrat on the Judiciary Committee announced he will not seek a sixth term. Good. Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
All right. And Trump signs an EO launching a White House initiative on historically black. Could you imagine historically white colleges and universities? Holy fuck.
Yeah, that would be all of them, except for a very.
Right, but I mean, calling them white.
Yeah,
you know, the blacks are allowed to have.
They can have right. They can have a black one. We can't have a white one.
Exactly. HBCUs. Fuck you. All right. Trump signs an EO requiring university to disclose large foreign gifts. Okay. The Aryan Beauty says it was Obama who gave up Crimea.
Yeah,
you have to. The fucking media should know this shit, but nah. Minnesota sues Trump administration to block efforts aimed at banning transgender, which is no such a thing, athletes from competing in women's sports. Good luck, asshole.
How sick can you get?
Yeah. There she is again. If you take out a loan, you have to pay it back. It's very simple. Colombia President Petro confirms his U.S. travel visa was revoked by former President Donald Trump.
Well, I'm sure he had a good reason.
Yep. Trump claims he has reached a deal with both Russia and Ukraine. There you go. So there's some of the breaking news.
And the Pope is still dead.
Pope is still dead. Yeah, you're right. Okay. Trump claims egg prices have dropped by 87%. China denies having any trade negotiations with the U.S., contradicting Trump's claims. Trump to be interviewed today by Jeffrey Goldberg, who claims he was added to the controversial confidential Signal chat. Yeah.
Well,
2%, they're all over the fucking place. What's that, James?
See how that goes. Isn't that the guy stirring up all this shit?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, he should be arrested. He should be arrested.
Yes. James, what were you asking about, Stratus Swampton says, about the Mosby?
Mosby down there in Fairfax, was it still in business and was it still by that name? Or have the dirty bastards managed to get that erased?
That's what he was talking about, buddy. Fishing with Hitler, they lost their legs for Israel, I'm assuming. Of course. Bushmaster says that was about 8 years ago. I have to go to Hotlanta. If I have to go to Hotlanta, someone is paying very well to do so. Lisa from Germany. Good evening, James Mason, Dave Gary. Hello, chat.
Good evening.
And
Guten Abend.
Yes. And for Lisa and other folks out there, I am just very far behind on my emails. So sometimes that happens. Usually I stay on top, but when events take over, I'm behind. So I'll get to them. I always do. Okay. We've got this from Huntress.
Okay. Oh boy. Give it to me.
Yeah.
Make my day.
Sock it to me. All right.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Who could beat that? Who could ever beat that? Fantastic. Oh, my God. I'd give a million if we could have had something like that back in the 60s.
Oh, yeah.
Not just the wording, but the visual.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh, my.
Oh, my boy.
My day is made.
All right, let's see what else we got here. Let's see what else we got here before we go into some more stories. All right, Bushmaster. I lost a leg for the kikes. Got nothing for it. Fuck them. But I do save money on socks.
I'll bet you do too. Well, my God, man, you should have gotten a pension. You should have a hell of a pension. I mean, that's, I'm sure you'd rather have your other leg, but. You should have gotten a pension.
I think he's working on that.
Well,
shit,
man.
He says, I know. He says, I don't fear boards with nails sticking out of them.
Yeah, you're damn right.
And I've stomped a couple of copperheads. No biggie.
Hey, wow, man. Some consolation, huh?
Those things are tough to kill, though. All righty, then. Let's get into some news. And, okay, here's your choice. Ready? Do you want to start off with a pro-trans athlete protester,
or do you
want to start with a student, a 19-year-old student, who firebombed a Tesla dealership, Or do you want to start with a Negro viciously murdering an innocent white man who was waiting at the bus stop in Tucson?
Let's go with the Teslas.
Okay. Yep. It sucks. Fucking news. Fucking Jews news. All right, here we go. James, you have the honors.
Yeah, student 19 who firebombed Tesla dealership faces 20 years jail as Trump cracks down on domestic terror.
Do you think she fucked her life up?
We're talking about a female here?
Yep.
Holy God.
There you go.
A 19-year-old.
I think. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, we're going to find out.
Yeah.
A 19-year-old from Missouri faces 20 years in prison after being charged in connection with the firebombing of a Tesla dealership in Kansas City. Owen McIntyre is accused of attacking the dealership on March 17th, where prosecutors allege that he destroyed two Tesla Cybertrucks. The incident was part of a wave of arson attacks on Tesla dealerships that came in retaliation for the car manufacturer's CEO, Elon Musk's, deep ties to the Trump administration. Trump's Attorney General, Pam Bondi, vowed to crack down on the attacks in response, saying in a blistering statement last month that any domestic terrorists who attack Tesla shops will be put behind bars. FBI Director Kash Patel thanked Bondi as he announced the charges against McIntyre on Friday on Musk's social media platform X, celebrating the second Tesla-related arrest in a week. Our FBI teams continue our aggressive work to crack down on domestic terrorism cases like this one, Patel posted. Pam Bondi has given us the support to pursue these cases, and we are acting accordingly. McIntyre is reportedly a college student in Boston, but was home in Kansas City for spring break at the time of the attack. He could be sentenced to up to 20 years in prison on charges of one count of unlawful possession of an unregistered destructive device and one count of malicious damage by fire of any property used in interstate commerce. Is this the person? That's a female.
That looks like that's why I thought it was a girl, but
yeah, maybe a tranny.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Could be a tranny.
Well, not could be, is. Obviously, it wants to be a girl. It's wearing its hair like a girl. It's
man, you got to be super ass careful these days when you go out in the evening to bar hop to pick somebody up, man. You got to be real careful.
Yeah, that doesn't look like a guy. That looks like a girl. Okay, and there it is. Used a Molotov cocktail. And all right, so if it is a guy, let's just say it is a guy, right? He fucked up. He's done. He's 19.
Yeah,
he's going to
be 19, 20, 40s. He'll be middle-aged by the time he gets out.
Yes, yes. And they got somebody else here. It says, Patel lauded it as the latest in several arrests related to attacks on Musk's businesses, including the arrest of alleged communist Paul Hein Kim, 36, last month after he allegedly set dozens of Cybertrucks ablaze in Las Vegas. And there they got their homemade Molotov cocktails.
Well, you know, some of these people will be and are commies.
Of course.
And but they're probably sincerely duped commies.
Exactly.
And well, it shows some balls. Unfortunately, yeah. It's misdirected. But who knows, you know, from the stream to the river to the sea, it'll continue to build.
Yep. And there's Owen walking through Kansas City International Airport. He's obviously confused, But he threw his life away for literally nothing. He burned two Cybertrucks. Oh yeah, yeah, that's a fucked up, confused thing right there.
Yeah.
That was born a man, and it bought it, as you said, he bought into the Jew communist media bullshit and the education system, and these motherfucking traitors in the schools, the administrators and the teachers, should be dealt with properly.
Oh yeah,
at some point, right?
Well, it'll go toward fanning the flames.
Yep, there you go. And there's the, oh my God.
What the hell?
Look at the black lipstick.
That's
that asshole. We covered him a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Jameson Wagner, remember?
Yeah.
That fucked up black lip. What the fuck? What the fuck is wrong with these? Fuck, they
crazy.
buy into this Jew shit. There's that sign. From Wagner's home, ice equals KK. Oh,
he kept it around, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that'll show up at his fucking trial.
Yes, what a bunch of stupid mother. It's not just here. Look at this. Demonstrations also are up in London, Portugal, Malaysia, and Iceland. Uh-huh, uh-huh. There's retards all over the world.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. All right, let's go to the next one. We'll get rid of that one. And thank you much. Okay, and we've got the pro-trans athlete protester yelling "Hail Satan."
Uh-huh.
Let's watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah, these fucking retards. All right. Fucking retards. Look at this motherfucker. Let's watch this. Warning, graphic language. Okay.
Oh, well, I can take it.
Yes. He yelled "Hail Satan" at women. All right, so this is in California.
Y'all are the transphobic pieces of shit. Y'all all burn in hell. Ah, hail Satan!
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
You're really afraid of authenticity and people being their own true selves. You're afraid of love. You're afraid of solidarity. Y'all are crazy for that. Absolutely crazy. I'm on my way.
It's over.
And all of you came here just to kiss Sonia's fuck.
There you go. That creature, that mask wearing creature, is calling normal people crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and I got
shit.
News for them too. Satan wants nothing to do with them.
Yeah. Right.
No. Right. No. He'll never come out as what he is.
Right.
Never declare himself. Right. Never. 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 Never.
Oh, shit.
He hates. They're stupid.
Holy shit. Beyond stupid. Beyond fucking stupid. Speaking of idiots, idiotic organizations or communist organizations that destabilize the great traditions of what made this country what it used to be. Here you go. Trumpster is targeting this organization, Act Blue. They're the ones who funneled all this money to Black Lives Matter and all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So the action's expected to come today.
Good.
James, would you like to cover that?
In a shot at Act Blue, the left's major online donation platform, President Donald Trump plans to sign a presidential memorandum on Thursday, cracking down on foreign contributions in American elections, according to a person familiar with the policy and granted anonymity to discuss not yet public details. Attorney General Pam Bondi's office is expected to be involved in the crackdown, the person said, though further details about the mechanism she will use were not immediately available. The order is expected to specifically target Act Blue, which Republicans have long claimed could be exploited by foreign actors. Democrats had been bracing in recent days for potential action from the White House against the platform, casting it as an unwarranted attack on their fundraising efforts. In an email to Democrats on Wednesday, referring to a potential coming action from the White House targeting the platform, ActBlue CEO Regina Wallace Jones wrote, "Nothing will deter or interrupt ActBlue's mission and work to enable millions of Americans to participate in our democracy. There is an ongoing and persistent effort to weaken the confidence of the American people in what's possible. This is the next version of the big lie." Well, I tell you, the dirtiest word I know is democracy.
100%.
That's the dirtiest word I can think of.
100%. And here is Regina Wallace Jones.
And that's one of the dirtiest images I've seen all day.
Yes, there she is. Yep. She hates you.
A shaved gorilla.
Exactly. She hates America. And she's using this money and the Jews to destroy us.
That is exactly right.
And fuck you.
Their number one tool is so-called democracy.
Yes. Regina Wallace Jones. Yeah. Die, bitch.
Yep. Got a good Anglo-Saxon cover there, baby, but you don't look the part.
Exactly. All right. Goodbye. Thanks for stopping by. Do something, Trump. Fucking do something, for God's sakes. Do something good already. Stop it with these executive orders and just fucking arrest somebody already. Get it over with. All right. Let's go here. This story.
Must be a good one.
I don't know why I do this to myself.
Another innocent white murdered by some bastard.
Exactly.
And here we go. Oh, boy.
James.
Okay. Husband dies after hatchet-wielding maniac attacks couple in broad daylight at bus stop. A Tucson man's life was tragically cut short after a hatchet-wielding maniac randomly attacked him as he waited at a bus stop with his wife. Jacob Couch, 32, was sitting with his wife, Kristen, around 10 a.m. on April 5th when Daniel Michael, 25, began yelling at them, according to court records. Jacob attempted to say something to the attacker before he produced the hatchet and struck the father of two on the back of the neck, severing his carotid artery. His distraught wife, Kristen, told KGUN9, "I told the man we were leaving, and I guess my husband bent down to get our stuff, and he just came back up behind him and just walked away. It was very traumatic, and there was a lot of blood." The couple, married 11 years, had been waiting for a bus to take them back to their hometown of Arab, Alabama, after spending 10 months in Los Angeles and still dealing with the grief of losing their son. They were ready to go home. "He was stillborn," Kristen said. "You know, we felt like maybe, like moving, like going somewhere different, like would help us, like grieve, but it didn't, and that's why we were coming home." Instead, Kristen has now to grieve the loss of both her son and her husband, who on Thursday died from his injuries after spending 2 weeks on life support. Jacob now also leaves behind two daughters, one who is 15 years old. Police had already arrested suspect Michael at his apartment 3 days after the deranged attack. Michael now faces first-degree murder charges. And I suppose there's the couple right there.
That's right. Another white life ruined by a worthless nigger.
Yeah. And no general outrage.
No. Nothing.
Because of the media.
Of course. And there
he is. And there's the bastard right there. Fucking yep. Animal. Fucking animal. God yep. Damn him anyway.
Yep. Could you imagine you're grieving the loss of your child. A nigger comes while you're waiting for a bus and innocently, see, this is the problem. You never turn your back on a nigger. He literally gave the nigger his neck.
Yeah.
And the nigger took it because this is what niggers do. He fucked up. And now she lives without her husband and the two daughters live without their dad.
Our friend Nick Bugis, who's so good with the artwork, came out a couple of years ago. Around blacks, expect attacks.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. And of course, Nick came up with the Happy Merchant.
Yeah, that was priceless. Yeah. Oh boy.
Yep. Yep. So let's see how much the GoFundMe raised. So far, $78,000 of a $25,000 goal, which isn't obviously. They gave a nigger who plunged a knife into the heart of a 17-year-old boy. They gave that nigger, we're going to find out, but obviously probably close to $600,000 or more. This nice white man made the mistake of revealing his neck to a nigger. He gets $78,000. But the nigger who murders somebody gets over $500,000.
Yeah. Well, there you are. There you have it.
There's
more to come, folks.
Don't want to be here, but you're right. We have it. We have it. Okay, let's go visit the chat. There must be something going on in there. Shameless, some Soros-paid judge will let him go.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Okay, Strata Swampton, no Mosby Bar in Fairfax. Plenty of things named Mosby, though.
Well, this is a big deal. I mean, you could rent a hall there. We did take a big hall.
Right.
Might have even been a hotel, but we had a big hall there.
We'll do a Google search.
And anyway, one day I'll present pictures of all this, and you're going to love it, I hope. Yeah.
What was it called exactly? Mosby what?
The Mosby, that's it.
Oh, just the Mosby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big deal.
And in Fairfax.
Yep. Oh, well. Boy, do I have things to share with you when we get this shit rolling along.
The Mosby Building. Mosby Tower. It's not that.
No, it was not a tower.
Yeah, it's just called the Mosby.
Yeah. First class.
Yes, let's see. Yeah, Mosby Tower. Yeah. Don't know. Well, we'll find out.
I'll give you one hell of a presentation here one day in the not too distant future.
Awesome. All righty then. Let's go here. And Fishing with Hitler says the Tesla firebomber will be pardoned by the next libtard president, I bet.
That is a good possibility, a strong possibility.
Yep.
And I'd even support it.
Yeah,
it'll even support it.
Accelerate it.
And maybe these people, although I don't know, they will have been awakened by this crap.
Yeah, holy shit. Johnny Sunshine, them trannies have some serious personality issues.
Boy, you're telling me.
Holy shit. Lisa from Germany, e-cars are a business failure. Who would want to be burnt alive in a self-inflammable Tesla oven? I know.
Well, you know they had electric cars back in the beginning, the opening days of the automobile.
Well, there was a battle between electric and gas.
And they didn't catch on.
No.
And there must have been a good reason for that.
I think it had to do with, they had just perfected getting oil out of the ground, and it was a ready source of energy.
Yeah.
Shameless says, leaves from Germany have enough been built to bake 6 million Jews yet?
Oh, baby, there's a thought.
Yes, Lisa says Musk the Jew wants Gentiles to buy his e-ovens. Johnny Sunshine, democracy, code word for communist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I call it managed confusion. And we know who the managers are.
Absolutely. Bitterball talking about that wonderful gorilla that we saw the photograph of with the three names, with the hyphenated name.
Yeah.
And she hates her curly nigger hair. Yes, she does.
Yeah, well, you know, they try to look human. They just don't quite make it.
No, they spend a lot of money on trying to make themselves look white, the hair straightening stuff. Yeah.
They had a thing the other night on have you ever heard of the actress from old Hollywood, Merle Oberon?
I don't think so.
Wuthering Heights. And I don't know if her co-star was Laurence Olivier, but whatever the hell. She was nominated for an Oscar, and now some fucking Jew or some asshole has come out with a book. Oh, he's a chink. Came out with a book on her, the first Hollywood actress nominated for an Oscar from Southeast Asia. Well, now, I knew Merle Oberon had a kind of a weird look about her. She was half white and half Indian, East Indian, I believe it was, East Indian. But she could, and they covered this on television, she could undergo the bleaching, you know, like Michael Jackson, you know, and all this rigmarole to look more white because audiences of that day would not have bought into that shit. But yeah, there's Merle Oberon for you.
Yes, let's bring her up because I got her. I got her. I got to know, man. I got to know. I got to know. Sure, nigger. You'll know.
Yeah, she could almost fool me. I don't know. I never.
She was born in Mumbai, India. My good man.
Formerly known as Bombay.
That's right.
Yeah, she could have almost, I don't know whether she could have fooled me or not. I never met her, but she always had a weird kind of off look about her.
Yeah, it depends on the photograph, right? Because here she looks white. Here she looks like an Indian.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. There she blows.
I don't know what brought that to my mind, but there you go. That was old Hollywood.
That's what the show's all about. It just goes all over the place.
And I told you on this show one time, back in the early 30s, some people were touring Universal Studios out in Hollywood, and they're walking around. And Boris Karloff is just sitting there, and they asked Boris Karloff where the toilet is, and he said, this whole place is a toilet.
I think you might have.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, well, he knows, right? He saw the inside of that Jew hellhole. Johnny Sunshine, democracy is two wolves and a sheep deciding what's for dinner.
Yeah.
Yep, I like it.
Yep.
All right, what do we got here? Lisa, black psychos now all expect to become donation millionaires for randomly killing white people.
Yeah, they got a future in that.
Exactly. All right. Oh, okay. Straight out of Swampton, that guy who killed those college students, who killed six of them. Is he a kike, that guy?
You mean here in Colorado?
No. That guy in, I think it was Utah. This clown, I'll show you. This fucking mental case. There's so many mental cases.
No, wasn't that Colorado? Or was it Utah?
I think it was Utah, but I could be wrong.
But that guy, yeah, he's a kike.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, he's a super kike.
Yeah. Yep. Killed six students.
Right.
Made it a bloody mess.
Yeah, they got something currently going on now. And I keep thinking of Boulder, because Boulder, Colorado, is just a liberal shithole.
Yeah.
I mean, that place is gone.
Yes.
And so you had two white college students, a white couple, a guy and a girl. And this fucking nigger, who just looks like something even Africa wouldn't accept, all right? Murdered him. Okay, because they fell out, you know. I mean, no matter how stupid you are, if you move a nigger in with you, you're soon going to fall out, right? And he killed him. He fucking killed him. And they got him. And he's on trial. He should have been dead within 24 hours, dancing on air, you know. I wish you could see that son of a bitch. Well, you will. You could pull it up. But
yeah.
But yeah, that kind of shit. So these college students had some connection with this Jew. And he fucking killed him.
Killed him. Slaughtered him.
Slaughtered him, exactly.
Thomas sent us an image.
The more you notice. Yeah, yep. Well, unfortunately, people don't have the power of independent thought.
No, but we are in a huge noticing, and that's good. Okay, let's get back to the chat before we get back to the news. All right, we've got, yeah, there you go. Shameless either made this image or found it, and you're going to like it.
Exactly so. Nick sent me his thing on a Christmas card or something. Maybe he sent it to the website. We posted it, but I'll buy that.
Yep. They use this character. I don't know if he's an actor or whatever, but they use this character for these type of memes. Right.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's perfect. God. It's perfect, but it's infuriating.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's getting to be the norm.
Yeah, it's just fucking infuriating.
Yeah.
I got to show you something. Well, first of all, it looks like Straight Outta Swampton found the Mosby Hotel. Let's see.
This I want to see.
Let's see if this.
I'm surprised these nigger motherfuckers haven't gotten that name stricken.
Exactly.
Hey, man. Oh, they've dolled it up. Naturally, they would. But that's got to be the place.
Welcome to the Mosby. Well, no, look at that. What?
Mosey. That ain't the Mosby.
Unless they changed the name of it.
Took the B out of it.
Could they have done that?
Yeah, I think they could have.
That does look good.
What is that,
scallops, you think?
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah. Damn, scallops maybe on rice?
Yeah, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, that ain't the Mosby, unless it had been, and they just doctored it up.
Right, and they got rid of that.
To placate these bastards.
No, that's in New York.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
I'll relax a little bit.
Yes. That is not it.
Well, I'm going to show you the Mosby, by God, here in another month or so.
Awesome. All right, we'll get rid of that. And we're going to go back here. And let's see what we got here. All right. Oh, yes, Idaho is where the students got murdered. Right. Yes. Joker says the Model T could run on ethanol, benzene, and or kerosene. Right. Bushmaster, test the Tesla with an EMF meter. It's like driving inside a microwave. Shit. That's a good idea.
that
is a good idea to do that. All right. Let's see. The Jew ears are so low, almost at his chin. Oh, that murderer. Yeah. Oh, Shameless said, I memed it for you, James. So he made that.
Thank you. It's a good message.
Straight Outta Swampton, my dyslexia runs rampant. That's okay, buddy. You tried. All right. There was a story, and I want to get to it. I got to find it because it was just on this telegram. But I'll find it about this fucking nigger who, like I said, I don't know the veracity of it yet. But this fucking nigger attacked this, it looked like just an innocent white person in like a parking lot who had dementia. Here it is in Houston. Let me find it. Cause I've been tired of these fucking niggers for a long time. Right. I mean, not as long as you have, but a long time. And let me find that. Ugh.
Well, you know, when I was a kid back home in southern Ohio, we just viewed them as niggers. They're just niggers, nothing too special. And most of the ones we had were mulattoes. And we all commonly understood that the old slave master down south upbred some of them, even though that's a mortal sin, upbred some of them so they could supervise themselves. Right. And my hometown of Chillicothe had been on the Underground Railroad on the way up to Canada for the freed slaves. And we just understood, hey, they're just niggers. They're just niggers. No big deal. But then they were turned vicious. And then the whites got so brain raped that the mixing began in the 1970s. You see how it progressed or deteriorated, either way you want to look at it. But yeah, it was just only a fact of life. No biggie.
Yeah, brain raped is good. That's a good term. Here, I found it, James. I mean, you could literally spend, you know, a never-ending day on these fucking niggers. Look at this.
Yeah, while out on bond.
Well, look, this is incredible. I didn't know it. But look at this, right?
Caught on camera.
Right? Beating elderly disabled man. Look at this. I'm going to show the video. But a man, he's not a man, an ape, previously charged in the brutal beating and robbery of a 67-year-old man with Alzheimer's is now facing new felony charges after allegedly threatening a woman with a gun in a separate incident while out on bond in the first.
Yeah, who's the judge on this, huh? They need Let's to take a out. good close look at that.
Look at this shit. Despite prosecutors initially recommending a $1 million bond following the December attack on the dementia guy, the judge set the bond at $50,000 and lowered it to $20,000. And they released this savage in April.
And how in the hell did a son of a bitch like that make a bond, even like that?
Let's watch a video.
Well, the man who's seen in the video is accused of beating an elderly man with Alzheimer's, has had his bond lowered, posted it, and is now wanted for a new violent felony charge.
Our Abigail Dye brought you the original story back in 2023, but tonight she has an exclusive update, but you can also watch the extended version on our free app, Fox Local.
I know you remember me showing you this video. It's a hard image to forget. A man beats an elderly victim to the ground for trying to get into his car in December 2023 at La Michigana Food Store in North Houston. That victim's family says he was simply confused because he has Alzheimer's. The man in the red here is Trayvon Lockridge. He was arrested, but his bond was then lowered and he posted it.
And of course he gets out and he's out and, you know, now he's wanted again.
Wanted for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon in a shooting. It says that he fired a gun at someone's feet, had two guns on him. So you don't think any of that happened?
I don't think so. I don't think he has a gun. I don't think he had any firearms or ammunition. But if somebody did that, it was somebody else.
Why was his bond lowered? Where is his co-defendant? And is Lockridge going to turn himself in? I'm answering all of your questions on the full-length deep dive only on Fox Local. For Fox 26 News, Abigail.
Fuck. Yeah. How about that white asshole attorney?
Fuck. Traitor.
You don't need a gun. You don't need a knife. You don't need a club.
Right.
All he needs is his goddamn fish.
Holy fuck, man. These niggers. When are they going to have enough? That's my question. Yeah.
Well, not until we get a decent media. And, man, that's a tall order.
Right.
Like
right.
I said on the G-Man show yesterday, that's the final frontier. We can cross that line and get a real mass media.
Exactly. And here is the first story from December of, I think they said 23. Let's take a look. This is a twofer. These are two niggers here. All right. Let's see. All right.
A brutal beating in North Houston caught on camera, and now both men seen doing it are in jail. The victim, meanwhile, just to make it worse, suffers from dementia and Alzheimer's. That's according to his family, and they believe that that is what triggered the violent encounter. ABC 13 reporter Micah Hatfield live now. Micah, what is the family saying about how the victim is doing right now?
Well, Florentino Hurtado's daughter told me that he did have a moment in the hospital where he remembered what happened, and he questioned, why would someone do this to him? Since then, they say he has not remembered the attack. All he knows is that he's in pain.
The last 2 years have been tough on the Hurtado family. Their father, 67-year-old Florentino Hurtado, was diagnosed with advanced stage dementia and Alzheimer's.
It's hard to see your own father become the way he has.
What happened to the patriarch of their family on Saturday only made it worse.
Christmas is a big deal in our family. We couldn't even celebrate.
Just days prior, he was brutally attacked outside of a North Houston meat market. Saturday evening around 5, Florentino and his wife went to a meat market on North Shepherd near Tidwell. He stayed in the car while she went in to get an ingredient for tamales. Florentino got out of the car and got disoriented, according to his daughter, which is common for him these days. He ended up pulling on the door handle of the car, and surveillance video captured what happened next. Two men, now identified as Trayvon Lockridge and DeRodrick Stevens, come out and repeatedly punched and stomped on Florentino's head. The men were then seen leaving in the car.
And my dad's, you could see him stumble up and get up, and he started, he was dazed, and you could tell he was obviously confused as well. He started wandering off towards the pawn shop.
Florentino, whose family says he weighs less than 100 pounds, has a broken cheekbone, a possible traumatic brain injury, numerous cuts, and a black eye.
A simple push, a simple go away, my dad would have walked away.
Not to mention law enforcement says the men took his phone. Both men are now charged in the case.
It's hard to watch to see someone have that aggression towards somebody. But the fact that it's our dad, he didn't deserve it. Like, he really didn't deserve it.
The state asked for Lockridge's bond to be set at $1 million. Defense asked for only $3,000. It was set at $50,000. He's still behind bars. Stevens was out on bond for 5 other charges. His bond has not been set. In downtown, Micah Hatfield.
And they're running around loose.
Fuck. You see that the daughter of that poor guy who, that's happened to me. You know, you picked the wrong car. You know, it could be parked right near you. Same car, right? And you're like, oh, wait, that's not my car. The nigger, a human would have come and said, sir, can I help you? Nope. What does the nigger do? Immediately starts violently assaulting. The daughter does not yet recognize. She's like, I don't understand. Why would, because it's a nigger.
Yeah, it's a nigger.
It's a nigger. That's why. It's a nigger. You're stupid. Your father got beat. He might be dead. I don't know. We could follow up on it, but it's a nigger. This is how niggers react. They have no brain, and they punch and they kick. And she still doesn't know it. How could they do? See, that's the thing, right? They got to see what's going on. right? They got to see the news.
I saw the very scenario coming out of our friend's apartment about three blocks away across the street. You know, we got a lot of bums around here. Half of them are demented anyway. And so a guy comes walking out of the apartment complex across the street, and some bum is hovering around his car, checking it out, looking in the windows. It's a white guy. Maybe he's Hispanic. I don't know. But what he does is he walks up and he says, "Can I help you?" And the bum walks away. That's all you really got to do.
That's what a human would do. But a nigger can't do that, obviously. Oh, fuck, man. I don't know what this is. It's a funny video. Thanks, Bushmaster. Scott Adams' message to white people. Yeah, court says something very wrong with American judiciary. And the lawyer isn't white, he's a Jew, says Shameless. Yep. Bitterball niggers. Lisa, Alzheimer patients, loss of memory, are allowed to drive a car in America?
Ooh, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true. And the guy can't even testify in court. But then again, he doesn't need to because the thing's on video.
Right. Right. Shameless Wise says, here's a novel idea. Hold him without bond. If he was white, that would be the case. If he's a nigger, he can get out and do it again.
Yeah, here's a nicer idea. Have him dancing on air before the day is out.
Exactly. I can't wait till we get to that point.
We may never see it.
I want to see it.
And it may never get there. This place could go down. Let's face it. Yep. This could be it.
Yep.
I mean, yep. I it'd be stupid to deny that, I mean, that's a trajectory that it's on. And it's going to take a miracle to change that.
I'm not arguing, James. I'm with you. Yeah, so Bitterball says niggers. I saw that already. Bitterball says niggers are allowed to drive. Right. Niggers are allowed to drive. So why not dementia patients? Iroquois Eyes, Jews are really pushing for a race war. That's their goal. Yes, it is.
Well, as long as the whites remain brain raped and aren't fighting back, yes. Yes. But an awakened white population, no. Yep. How are they going to awaken is the question.
Watch this show.
Well, yeah. Yes, I agree.
Yep. You know this guy, James, right here, this Scott Adams guy? I think he's like a cartoonist. I think he does the Dilbert cartoon. Have you seen him?
I have heard of it, but I'm not familiar with it.
Let's take a look.
So if you know, nearly half of all blacks are not okay with white people, according to this poll, not according to me, according to this poll, that's a hate group.
I'll be damned.
And I would say, you know, based on the current way things are going, the best advice I would give to white people is to get the hell away from black people.
Yeah, get man.
The fuck away.
I'll be damned.
So even Don Lemon sees a big difference in your own quality of living based on where you live and who's there. And I'm also really sick of seeing video after video of black Americans beating up non-black citizens. I realize it's anecdotal and it doesn't give me a full picture of what's happening, but every damn day I look on social media and there's some black person beating the shit out of some white person. I'm kind of over it. I'm over it. Right. So I quit. The best advice I would give to white people is to get the hell away from black people. Just get the fuck away.
So now, what's going to happen to this guy's cartoon strip?
Well, this already happened. This is a little old. But, yeah, they attacked him right away. The kike attacked him right away.
Yeah, well, there's somebody who woke up, and now he's taking the consequences. And what's he doing about it now? Is the question.
You know, I haven't followed up on that fella. Maybe Johnny Sunshine, who gave us that, can let us know. That would be good, Johnny, if you could let us know. Yeah, yeah.
But that's the thing. Get away from them. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. It's called white flight.
Exactly.
That's how we lost Egypt. That's how we lost ancient Israel. That's how we lost Greece. That's how we lost Rome. And now that's how we're losing this. Except today there's no place to go.
That's right. There is Urania in South Africa, but you can't get in there unless you are an Afrikaner and you know how to speak it. Not everybody can go there, obviously, but yeah. Yes, and there's those PMAs, which are private, I can't remember the term for it, but private membership associations where they can exclude, you know, certain classes.
But how long is that going to last under the current trend?
Until they get bigger.
Yeah.
Yep. I know.
So this is it, folks. This is it.
Yep. This is it. Lock and load. Iroquois eyes. Men, you mean apes, exactly. That's why I said that. Thank you for that, Johnny. And let's find out what Scott Adams is up to. Let's see. Scott Adams. Let's take a look at him. Ready? There he is, Scott Adams. And born the day the Liberty was attacked, but 10 years earlier, June 8th, 1957.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Creator of the Dilbert comic strip. And let's get down to the controversy. Oh, here it is. In February 2023, Dilbert was dropped by numerous newspapers and its distributor after Adams published a video in which he referred to blacks as a hate group and advised whites to get the hell away from black people. Adams later said this was a use of hyperbole. He then relaunched the strip as a webcomic on his locals.com website. He was born in New York, about half German, English, Irish, Welsh, Scottish, and Dutch. Small amount of Native American. Later discovered via 23andMe that he does not have any detectable Native American. That's bullshit anyway. Okay, so let's see. So we know what happened, really. 50 million views of his comic strips. And all right. He wrote on his blog, I don't vote and I'm not a member of any political party. He suggested Bloomberg would make a good presidential candidate. I mean, he's a tard, but still, he did say that. He did notice that, you know, and that's what happens. We just need them to notice. Ah, yeah, in a 2006 blog post, Adams questioned the number of deaths in the whole hoax, writing, is it the sort of number that is so well documented with actual names and perhaps a Nazi paper trail that no historian could doubt its accuracy, give or take 10,000? Or is it like every other large round number that someone pulled out of his ass?
Wow.
And it became true by repetition. There you go. In 2018, Adams said the idea Trump praised white supremacists at the UTR rally was fake news. This statement was ultimately proven correct. Yeah, fuck you. And he falsely claimed the rally was an American intel op against Trump. We know that's not true. You read the book, James.
Right.
Yep. And in 2020, Adams said on Twitter that his Dilbert TV show was canceled because he was white and UPN had decided to focus on an African American audience because they're such big spenders. They have the wealth to buy the fucking shit that the companies advertise. You fuckers. All right. Yeah, so here it is. In a series of comic strips in 22, Dilbert parodied ESG strategies, environmental, social, and corporate governance strategies. Part of the plot line involved a black character who identified as white and the company management asking him if he could also identify as gay. According to Adams, the week of September 19, Dilbert was pulled from 77 Jews papers owned by Lee Enterprises. They've been going after this guy for a while. Let's see what he's doing now. Okay. All right. And he's a trained hypnotist. All right. He lives near San Francisco. I don't know what he's doing. Maybe he had some fun. He's probably rich, right?
Well, he's certainly been blacklisted.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
He's been blacklisted.
Good
That's
for
all
him.
There is to that.
Yes. And thank you for that, Johnny. That was very kind of you. Okay, let's get back to the
mighty white of you.
Mighty white of you. Exactly. Okay, wow, good. Oh, no, here it is. Yeah, Iroquois, he made his money so he can do that. Exactly. Exactly. Scott Adams has a BitChute channel. Josh says, how dare the Dilbert guy connect two and two? Yeah, I know. You're not allowed to say what you notice. And Dilbert has he should have an FTJ account, right? We got to radicalize that.
Now, there might be a crack in the wall if that fella would approach FTJ.
Right.
But don't look for it to happen.
No.
What do we got here with the fat cat? Oh, there he is. Oh, he's a cat lover. Good for him.
Seems that way. He spends a lot of time making these videos, it looks like. Yeah, he likes cats. Coffee with Scott Adams. I've never seen across it, but I've never read a Dilbert. I don't think I have. I don't know.
I know I haven't.
Yeah. I don't know what they're about. But obviously you cannot joke around about things that make fun of the powers who should not be. Or if you notice, like Josh said.
You can't discuss the obvious.
Yeah, you can't. We can hear. And that's why we're here. All righty then. Let's go here. And we're going to check out some of the news. Okay. Let's get to the news because we got that fire story.
Oh,
I told you about that retard. Yeah.
Goddamn arsonist.
Yeah, I'll show you that fucker. Okay. So here you go, AP News. In rare criticism of Putin, Trump urges the Russian leader to stop after a deadly attack on Kiev. Let's see what Putin did here. Maybe he's looking for Hamas there.
Yeah, kind of looks that way.
Зруйнований житловий будинок, також пошкоджені інші житлові будівлі, які розташовані поруч, вибиті шибки. У нас зараз більше 60 постраждалих, 63 постраждалих, 42 з них госпіталізували до лікарні, з них 6 дітей. На жаль, станом на зараз можемо сказати, що на 8.50, сказати, що, на жаль, загинуло 9.
Вот это типа перемирия, которое было на Пасху, это было просто, чтобы накопить силы, и сегодня вы же видели, что сегодня летело и сюда, и по Украине, то есть я вот сидел в бомбоубежище, просто смотрел новости, одни шахеды, ракеты, то есть летело с Черного моря, короче, со всех сторон летело, вот, то есть это не просто так получается, поэтому, увы, перемирием пока и не пахнет.
Yeah, that's the work of a vicious goddamn lunatic murderer or somebody who knows he's hanging on the ropes and is becoming desperate.
Or the rockets hit the wrong target.
I don't think so.
Well,
I fucking don't think so.
You never know. No.
Oh, man, it's been going on too long.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't, there's no reason to kill civilians, right? Trump asked Supreme Court to allow ban on transgender troops to take effect for now. All right. Illinois man gets life sentence after admitting to deadly shooting at 2022 July 4th parade. Illinois man. Let's see what this asshole did. Members of the Uvaldo family react as Judge Victoria Rossetti sentences Robert Crimo III today. Let's see. And there he is. Robert Crimo.
Awake, tattooed above his left eye.
It looks that way.
Well.
Let's find out the particulars, shall we?
Yeah.
James, the honors are yours.
Okay, Waukegan, Illinois, the suburban Chicago man who admitted to fatally shooting seven people and wounding dozens of others during a 2022 Independence Day parade, was sentenced Thursday to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Lake County Judge Victoria Rossetti handed down seven consecutive sentences of life in prison as prosecutors requested for the first-degree murder charges after hearing emotional testimony from survivors and the relatives of those killed in the shooting. She also sentenced Crimo to 50 years on each count of the 48 counts of attempted murder to be served consecutively to the seven life sentences. This court has absolutely no words that could adequately describe and capture the horror and pain that was inflicted on July 4th, the judge said. Robert E. Crimo III, 24, has a complete disregard for human life and is irretrievably depraved, permanently incorrigible, irreparably corrupt, and beyond any rehabilitation. Good enough.
Yeah. Yeah, so why did he do it? Let's find out.
Well, he's fucking nuts.
Well, yeah, but let's see if he had a reason here. All right, he backed out of his plea deal, fired his public defenders, reversed his decision to represent himself. He signed his name and Trump's when he waived his right to trial, also changed his plea to guilty last month. Dozens were wounded in the shooting in the suburb north of Chicago. They ranged in age from their 80s to an 8-year-old boy who was left paralyzed from the waist down. Niggers do this every day. Yeah. And the reason that this is like, you know, news, obviously, is because it's not a nigger. But, you know, I he looks white, I guess. I don't know what the fuck he is. He might be, you know, I don't know. But
yeah. It's
rare for a non-nigger to do something like this.
Right. And he changed that plea to save his life.
Right.
Very simple.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, they don't, you know, like I mentioned Roland Freisler in Germany. I'd like to see some of these son of a bitches stand up in front of the court and explain themselves. What were you thinking? Why did you do that? You know?
Yeah.
I'd say you're going to die anyway. But this way you can die quick instead of slow. So why don't you tell us what the hell you were thinking?
Right. Exactly. Fired 83 shots in over 40 seconds. He intended to end the happiness that he saw around him, said the state attorney. He was arrogant. He was uncaring. He was smiling. He was laughing. He was ready with a metaphor. He was merciless. So he's a mental case, obviously. Yep. And I walked up the stairs, jumped on the roof, and opened fire. He was calm and cavalier, even laughing and joking. Yeah. So you never know what's going to happen. You know, the odds of something being an event like this being perpetrated by a non-Negro are much lower than a Negro. So it's probably like, you know, the odds of, you know, getting killed by a shark. Seven killed were Catherine Goldstein, 64, Jacqueline Sundheim. There's a lot of Jews in Highland Park, by the way. 63. It looks like it's a lot of Jews right here. Steven Strauss, 88. Nicholas Toledo Zaragoza, 78. Eduardo Uvaldo, 69. And married couple, Kevin McCarthy, 37. And Irina McCarthy, 30. I remember reading about that. His father was a former mayoral candidate. Served less than 2 months in jail on charges in connection with how his son obtained a gun license. There you go.
Well, it's going nuts, and it's going to get a lot worse.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a positive guarantee.
Yes, yes. Yes, it is. I agree. Okay, let's go. Look at this son of a bitch. What the fuck? What's wrong with his noggin?
Oh,
Alabama said to execute a man who said he's guilty of rape and murder and deserves to die.
Well, I wouldn't argue.
Yeah. In Montgomery, right up the road from here, Alabama man is scheduled to be executed today after dropping his appeals, saying he's guilty of raping and murdering a woman in 2010 and doesn't want to keep wasting everybody's time. Good man. 55, executed by lethal injection in about 5 hours Central Time. In Atmore, oh, I know where Atmore is. I've been there. Alabama, joining the approximately 1 in 10 people on death rows across Merca who have asked for their own executions. He was convicted by a jury for the killing of Tracy Lynn Brown in Chilton County. He cut Brown's throat after he and his girlfriend sexually assaulted her.
That's great stuff.
He wanted to apologize to the family. And then he dropped his appeals because I am guilty of murder. In a letter to his lawyer explaining his decision to seek an execution date, he wrote that he's tired and no longer feels like he's even existing. I'm a firm believer in, like I said in court, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. I took a life, so mine was forfeited. I don't believe in sitting here and wasting everybody's time and everybody's money, he told the Associated Press. Goodbye. Here's this asshole. Let's see what we got here. Jersey in Ocean County, which is down the shore. So they call it the Pine Barrens. There's a lot of pine trees down there. So let's take a look at this video. And that road right there,
yeah,
is the Garden State Parkway.
Wow.
That goes from the top to the bottom of New Jersey, all the way from New York State to Cape May. So he did a number, and let's take a look at who it was. He fucked things up. Man set a bonfire using wooden pallets in New Jersey's Pine Barrens and left them without fully extinguishing the blaze, sparking a quick-moving wildfire with smoke affecting air quality in the New York City area. Arrested 19-year-old from Waretown, New Jersey, and charged him with arson and aggravated arson in a fire that's still burning in southern Jersey that they described as started with an improperly extinguished bonfire. That's it. So
he's just
he's an idiot.
Incompetent asshole.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So I don't know where it stands right now, but I've spent a lot of time in Ocean County. This story was updated about an hour and a half ago. So let's take a look.
Yeah. That should be the end of him, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Let's take a look at him. All right. Let's take a look at this guy. I think I have a picture of him or a video of him. So let's take a look. He looks stupid. So that probably explains it. All right. And
breaking right now at 11, the worst wildfire in New Jersey in 20 years is now a case of arson. Thanks for joining us this morning. I'm NBC 10's Johnny Archer. Here's what we know right now. A 19-year-old man is under arrest and charged with starting the fire that has so far burned at least 15,000 acres. Firefighters from across Ocean County and surrounding areas are making progress, but the fire is far from out. There are no reported injuries so far. But NBC 10's Miguel Martinez-Vai joins us live in Waretown, Ocean County, with a closer look at the teen officials say started this fire. Miguel, what do we know?
Yeah, Johnny, we're here at the command post. I just checked in with the New Jersey Forest Fire Service. They say they're still busy at work. You can see them and the sheriff's office behind us. They've got their setups. They also have crews out trying to contain the flames. We're still at 50% containment. As those efforts continue, we did get a confirmation. A teenager has been arrested and charged with arson in connection with the fire. Take a look at this picture officials announcing today. They believe 19-year-old Joseph Kling from Waretown, pictured here, is responsible for setting a bonfire and then leaving it improperly extinguished. They say this bonfire then led to the massive forest fire that's burned through 15,000 acres, caused thousands of people to evacuate, caused massive power outages and big road closures. We're told through though the fire investigation continues, that through that investigation, they concluded that the Ocean County Prosecutor's Office, Major Crime Unit Arson Squad, and the New Jersey Forest Fire Service, they were working together that where they found used GPS to find where the fire started and determined that the cause was a bonfire that wasn't put out properly. Officials saying Kling had set several wooden pallets on fire and left the area before the fire was fully extinguished. So now he is facing charges that include arson and aggravated arson, again, for the bonfire that was not properly extinguished that led to what many are calling now what could be one of the largest wildfires in the last 20 years here in New Jersey. The investigation, though, that is still underway. We're hoping for more information from officials later today. I'll send it back to you. I'm Miguel Martinez-Valle, NBC 10 News.
Well, there you go.
Yep. There it is.
I see plenty of assholes looking pretty much like that.
Yeah.
All over the street.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All over the street. I was just thinking other day, man, but if they're not black up here, then they're white derelicts.
Good word.
About like that one.
Good word. Let's get to the chat, James. All righty then. Josh, I figured out when I was 7, stay away from blacks, unless you want to get jumped and robbed. Sadly, Josh grew up around blacks, it sounds like. Yep, common sense is now just called racism. Yep, Josh says, I think it is a lot of false flags and Zelensky is doing all the destruction. I have a lot of videos that show all the shit the news says about there is fake.
Well, there was a story within the last 48 hours of a big ammo dump to the east of Moscow that went up.
In the last 24? Really?
Okay. Yeah. And I thought, hey.
Yeah.
Don't let them think they're safe.
Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Josh says, can't charge arson if there is no intent. Arson means you did it on purpose. That might be
true. This is true.
Yeah. All right. Here, I guess we got a straight out of Swampton and got us a, this might be a Dilbert cartoon. Let's see. I hope we can magnify it. It looks kind of tiny, but let's see if we can do it.
Here we go.
Can you read that, James?
We've hired the Dogbert ad agency to give our company a new image. I used a computer to suggest a new high-tech name for your company. The program randomly combines words from astronomy and electronics. The first choice is Uranus hurts. Oh, God almighty. Well, the guy's a little edgy. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Now he's one of us.
And now he's one of us, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Welcome to the party, buddy.
So why is Star Trek like toilet paper?
Why is Star Trek like toilet paper?
Because it goes around Uranus looking for Klingons.
Pretty good.
Bet you never thought of that.
I never thought of it. I never would have got it. Not in a million years. Just like I never would have got that queers would be in kindergarten corrupting children.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
All right. In It for Love says common sense isn't common, sadly. You are correct. What is Lisa talking about here? Lisa says, I told her that she is a home invader. She ought to return. Oh, I guess I must have missed a post up there about what Lisa was saying to someone else, I think. Yes, yes, yes. Where is it? I know there was something there. Okay, well, anyway, whatever she's talking about, maybe she'll tell us. She says, I told her that she's a home invader. She ought to return to her own homeland, live among her own tribe, in her own culture, and that blacks and all the other multiracial migrant invaders should better stop imposing themselves on the nations of the white race. I made her think, maybe for the first time. I think this might be when Lisa ran into a little trouble. What the hell is that? Did you hear that?
I did, and I because of these headphones, I couldn't make you probably heard it better than I did.
Sounds like somebody cursing somebody out.
Whatever it was, I think it passed over.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what else we got going on here. All right, we're going back here. And we did that. Okay. And yeah, who cares? Okay. Pontiff died without suffering, says his doctor.
Well, I was worried about that.
Me too, yeah. All right. India and Pakistan are again teetering on the brink of conflict over disputed Kashmir. Here's why. James, who cares about
who yeah. gives a rat's ass?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kill each other, do whatever you want. Don't give a fuck. We're not involved. Black churches back embattled Smithsonian African American History Museum after Trump's order. All right. Oh, look at those tough Yorkshire women right there. See that?
Holy shit. Oh, man.
Holy shit.
They could toss me around anytime.
Exactly. You wish. All right. And they are carrying sacks of coal.
Holy shit.
All right. There's a British TV show, Gladiators. They run with 20 kilogram sack of coal. So that's over 40 pounds. Let's say about 45 pounds over about a kilometer course during the World Coal Carrying Championships
yeah.
in West Yorkshire, England. Oh, shit, man. Throw me over your fucking shoulders right now. All right. 44 pounds. Men carried 110 pounds. Wait a second. There's no difference between men and women. All right. 6.68 mile. All right. It's a uniquely British Easter tradition. I don't get it, but I guess there's coal mines there, and I don't know. They got to do something. They're not killing white people, so, you know, there you go.
I remember when I was about to get out of the system here. Actually, it happened August 25th, 1999, the day we lost Rockwell. August 25th, 1967. And I said to some of my compadres in here, well, I want to get back to where a coal burner is just an inefficient fuel system. I want to get back to where a tranny is just an automotive component.
Right.
And I want to get back to where a toad is just a small amphibious creature.
Yes, exactly. So Rockwell got to see the attack on the Liberty. Do you have anything to say about that? Or
he when did exactly did it
happen?
That
was June 8th of 67.
Oh, man. He had already had that first assassination attempt. And things were hairy and scary up on the hill. Why he didn't just get the hell out of, well, I've gone into it. I mean, he could have gone on the road on an organizational tour.
Yeah.
But he didn't. He did apply to carry a concealed weapon. That was turned down. And then the second attempt took place. It was successful August 25th, 1967. But no, to my awareness, he didn't utter a word on that. Probably because he was...
Occupied.
He was occupied.
Right. Newly released footage shows woman sneaking onto New York to Paris flight. Let's check it out. There she is. I didn't see anything.
That's they just try to file in. Or file out. I saw a lot of that when I was working security for a big department store. Very nonchalant. I mean, that's the key to anything, of course.
Yes, of course. Sometimes act like you belong there.
Yeah, okay. Act like you own the joint. Sure.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. We did that. It's kind of a light news day. So,
yeah, but the Pope is still dead.
Pope is dead, yes, for sure. Well, you know what? We don't know for sure because we're not there. But
right. The
odds are he's dead.
Yeah, I bet on it.
Yeah, the odds are he's dead. Let's go back to the chat, see if anything's going on around there before we move to the next stuff. And...
for you old timers out there, and David, I don't know how much of an old timer you are, but the same woman who told me the Klingon joke about Star Trek, you know, she also told me this one. It's a new film just out, starring Jane Russell, Joe Louis, and Gene Autry, and it's called "Fuck, Fight, or Draw Your Gun." Now, most people nowadays don't even know who those people
yes,
are.
That's right.
But you got it, apparently.
That's right. Yes.
Anyway, she was telling me one joke after another, just like that, you know.
Right.
A new tenant in our back rental house down on the Eastern Plains. And she was telling me, I was laughing so hard I was crying. And my wife at the time was staring daggers at that woman for telling me these filthy jokes and me liking it. But some of the best jokes I ever heard.
That's nice. Psychodrilla for the Star Trek dad joke. It's comedy, Jim, but not as we know it. Psychodrilla gave you a $14.88 donation.
Hey, thank you very much. I'm going to have to come across with more jokes.
Yes.
Boy, have I gone.
Soon they're going to be paying you to stop telling jokes. Yeah. Colin Denzel says, Commander Jerkoff. Who's that? Who's Commander Jerkoff?
Boy, you caught me.
All right. That's maybe. Oh, no. Maybe he's talking about Rockwell. I hope not.
Well, I would hope not.
Yeah. He also says Uhura on Star Trek. Sounds like whore in German.
Yeah. Feldhura.
Yes.
That's one of the first German sayings, words, whatever, that I ever picked up when I began to really get in depth into the history of the Second World War in Europe. Feldhura.
Yes. Okay, let's go here. My computer's acting a little sluggish, which is kind of uncommon. But I hope I'm coming through okay. I don't know if I am, but if you don't hear me, let me know, James.
Try a little X-lax on your computer.
Oh, God.
If it's sluggish.
Sometimes I'd like to shoot it. Not this one, but the other one.
But you know, there's a new thing on the market now combining X-lax with Viagra. Had you heard that? It lets you come and go at the same time.
That's good. That's good. That is good. That's a good one. You might get another donation for that.
Yeah. I pulled that on my female managers back at the store, you know. In all seriousness, I'd walk in on a day off, you know, shopping. Legitimately, there'd be one stocking a shelf or doing whatever she was doing. And I'd say, hey, I understand there's a new thing on the market. Oh, well, let me help you find that. And then I'd spring that on them.
Okay, here we go. Lisa from Germany. Dave, no, I did not run into trouble by confronting a black woman. It was a communist Antifa agitator who once called the police because I had challenged her by saying the ideology of communism was responsible for multiple mass murder genocides, tens of millions of murdered people in the 20th century in Russia, Ukraine, Germany, etc. I don't think I was thinking it was a black woman, but yes, you mentioned blacks in that post.
Very true, but these people don't care. They think they're fully justified, justified.
Yes. I do know what happened, Lisa, as you know that I know. Here's an image that Josh put up. Can you say irony? You got a Muslim checking a white lady before she gets on a plane. Except the Muslims didn't do 9/11. The Jews did it. So, it is ironic, though.
It is, yeah.
The Jews have put us in this position, of course. Okay, let's go back here. All right, and let's get to the next story. God, we got a lot of stories. We got tons of stories. We did that. There was a solar storm that supposedly hit here, you know, last week. I don't think anything happened. That's called a non-story. Yep, we talked about that. I don't think we talked about. Yeah, I think I talked about it on G's show. Oh yeah, I talked about it. You remember the recent award I got from the Southern Poverty Law Center?
Oh, they put you on the list, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. It took them long enough.
The upgrade.
Yes, but I'll show you, or I'll show the audience. We didn't show anything. But what happened was that this podcaster by the name of Jake Shields, who interviews, you know, pretty much anybody he wants. And he's got a big audience. See, this came out April 11th, right? So about 2 weeks ago, right? So within this article, which says, content warning, this article contains references to graphic anti-Semitic, racist, misogynistic and anti-LGBTQ plus language. Reader discretion is advised. You see, he's a former MMA fighter turned podcast host. He's spreading anti-Semitic conspiracy theories and other things. Well, anyway, in this article, which I didn't read, I haven't read it yet, but I was listening to Flood, and he had AI read it, and here you go. Anti-Semitic content producer Io Kamathi, you saw that black and white series that I do with Io, appeared on Shields' show in February of this year. Kamathi previously worked for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security before his extremist beliefs were exposed in 2013. He published his book, Jews Are the Problem, in 2023 via Money Tree Publishing, an SPLC-designated anti-Semitic hate group. Kamathi also co-hosts a podcast. It's not true. With Money Tree Publishing's leader. They won't mention my name. They just call me the leader. So, what they did was, or what I did was, I went to see the list. And here it is.
The shit list.
Yes, I made the shit list. It's the state of hate in the Deep South. And this came out June of last year, and nobody told me about it. I didn't get any, like, congratulations letter, phone call, nothing. And here it is.
Boy, they got Florida way out of place.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Each year since 1990, the SPLC has published an annual census of hate and anti-government groups in the United States. Actually, did we talk about this last show?
I think so.
Oh, and I showed you the SPLC building.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay, good, good, good. So Alabama, and there it is. Florida, and there's the group. Money Tree Publishing, squeezed in between Moms for Liberty and Nation of Islam. I couldn't remember if I did. Good. Okay, excellent. Sorry about the repetition to you and the audience. Okay, Lisa from Germany. Black psychos. Now I'll expect to become donation millionaires for randomly killing whites. Yes,
yeah,
they do.
Yeah, well, there you go. I'd say it's a trend.
Yes, they do. Wait a second here. Hold on. I got a problem. That's an old. No, it isn't. That's weird. I thought she said that before. Josh, something's going on with the chat. Something's going on with the chat because Lisa's post, e-cars are a business failure. Who want to be burned alive in a self-inflammable Tesla oven? That was way up top.
Yeah, we started with that.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. So, Josh, there's something wrong with the chat. Something's going on. The chat is discombobulated. So, see what you could find out. That's not good. Okay, now it's okay. I refreshed it. Weird. But it should not be like that. Johnny Sunshine, what do you get when you cross a hooker with a computer?
I don't know. Tell me.
Remember Johnny Carson, the great Karnak, right?
Oh, you bet I do.
He used to hold the envelope up to his head. Yeah. What do you get when you cross a hooker with a computer? And then, what was his name? His sidekick.
Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon. Oh, ho, 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 right? I don't know. What do you get when you cross a hooker with a computer? A fucking know-it-all.
What do you get when you cross the Pillsbury Doughboy with a Raggedy Ann? You
no
give
idea.
Up. A I fat, can't. Sloppy redhead with a yeast infection.
Oh, shit. That is good. That is good. Yeah, it's shameless. We talked about that story last month or the month before, Miss Scotland biting two security guards and calling one of them a nigger. Yes, we saw the video too. Okay, let's go over here. And we're going to take a quick look at our buddy, Luigi.
Yeah, how's he making out? Or how's his fund? We know how he's making out, but how's his fund making out?
Let's take a look. There you go. A mere $946,000. Let's see how he's doing. Minute ago, $20. Good luck for tomorrow's hearing.
He's got a hearing tomorrow.
I guess.
Hopefully that'll be on the news.
Yes.
Certainly should be.
Of course it will. 36 minutes ago, sending positive vibes. 53 minutes ago, stay strong, Luigi. You have so many people supporting you and wishing for the best possible outcome. It's not easy to stay calm or keep a brave face on while being paraded around like you have been. We see you and we're by your side.
Very good.
Yeah, tomorrow something's going on. So there we go. Now let's check in on our favorite Negro. And let's see where the Negro's at. Remember, it slowed down a lot. This is the Negro murderer who's being rewarded for plunging a heart or plunging a knife into the heart of that young kid. Let's see if, 510. It's slowed down dramatically. Okay, and let's see. 1 hour ago, let's be honest, y'all support him because he's black, nothing more or less. If it was Carmelo Anthony that told the kid to get out of the tent and Carmelo got unalived, y'all would be demanding that Austin be on death row.
You bet.
You'd protest, burn and rob stores like usual. This is not hate speech. It's truth, and y'all know it. Race card works, so usually you use it regularly. Carmelo killed one place, someone probably, period. $100 for this fuck. Supporting and praying for you. Fuck you. Oh, $5 2 hours ago. James, can you read this, please?
Yeah. As a Jewish man, one thing I've realized is blacks and Jews need to stick together. There are a lot of racist country hicks, Muslim terrorists, and MAGA rednecks out there who hate blacks and Jews. Hey, no kidding. And things aren't going to get better for either of us unless blacks and Jews stand together against those who hate us. Racists need to learn there will be consequences or things will never change. Well, I don't know if that kid that got murdered was racist or not.
He didn't look it.
All I know is he was white.
Yep. So instead of this fucking kike, if it is a kike, saying, you know, first of all, he should not be giving money. $5, too. He should not be giving money to this thug, this creature. But instead of saying, I'm really sorry, or give money to the fucking, the kid's family. Why are you giving it to the nigger, you fucking Jew?
Exactly.
Fuck you. Okay, we did that. Now, let's get to British intelligence. All right, and let's see what's going on in the world of British intelligence. Ah, verification required. I'm verified. All right. Here we go, James.
Right.
Righto. Trump tell, we already know about that. Missile that killed 8 in Russian strike on Kiev was North Korean. What are they, running out of weapons?
I tell you, they're getting desperate.
Yeah.
I swear they're getting desperate, and something's going to break this year.
Oh, I think so. Oh, for sure. Something will happen this year. All right. 100 days of Doge. Lots of chaos, not so much efficiency. Thank you, Jews Media. Trump's cabinet ready to reassert power as Musk steps back. Ex-Tesla DEI officials offer advice for doged federal workers, stand up to Musk. This is all this fucking rag, Prince. Anything to attack. Somebody's trying to, like, make the government more efficient. You think they'd be rooting, you know, on the sidelines. Yeah. They're doing the opposite.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I like the thing on the bottom left.
Yes. Yeah, right. Lowercase
in fact,
white.
I like that chick with the Trump hat too.
Oh yeah, that looks like the girl from the Brady Bunch.
That's okay with me.
But it's not. She's a campaigner for white South Africans.
Oh well, now we're talking.
There you go. Bring them here.
Bring them here.
U.S. refugee status.
Bring them right here to Denver.
All right. Let's see. Let's see what's going on here. This is a new story. So that's Katie Bedeen or Beaton or Katya Bedeen, life coach and campaigner for white South Africans. Speaks at her residence. Let's see what else we got.
Boy. Here. Yeah, we need to help.
Get us away from the niggers.
Let's see. Let's see what happens. We need to follow this.
Yeah, here you go. James, you got the honors, my friend.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Johannesburg, yes. To Washington, April 24th, Reuters. U.S. officials have interviewed white South Africans seeking refugee status about their troubles with land disputes, crime, and perceived racism, while refugees from other countries are being deported or barred from the United States. Some of the South African applicants have taken part in a first round of interviews in Pretoria. Three of them told Reuters, describing positive encounters with U.S. officials who seemed well-disposed towards them and their accounts of persecution. Yeah, you bet. The minute South Africa abolished or let go of apartheid, the shit was on, and anybody would have known it.
You want to keep going or are you good?
More than 30 applicants have already been approved, according to a person familiar with the matter. The staff at the embassy were exceptionally friendly, said Mark, a South African farmer who did not wish his family name to be published as the process is confidential. I could feel they had empathy. The U.S. administration and embassy in Pretoria declined to comment or give numbers of interviews and approvals. U.S. President Donald Trump issued a February 7th executive order that called for the U.S. to resettle African refugees.
Afrikaners,
who are descendants of mostly Dutch early settlers, were victims of unjust racial discrimination. The order came after Trump had suspended all U.S. refugee admissions, citing security and cost concerns. Thousands of Afghans, Congolese, and others fleeing conflict were blocked after they had been vetted and cleared. The International Organization for Migration, a U.N. agency that helps people displaced by conflict, natural disasters, and other major crises, declined a U.S. administration request to assist in resettling Afrikaners, the person familiar with the matter said.
Because they're white. Right.
Well, you know, I think we got enough.
Yeah.
But they got over Trump's ass during his first administration for kind of rhetorically tossing out this, you know. Well, why can't we get people in here from places like Norway instead of these shithole countries like Haiti?
Yeah, right.
You know?
Right.
And that would broadcast on the news, and these stupid-ass news commentators right here in Denver said, well, we can't tell you what the president said about these people. You know, we can't tell
right.
you. But
right.
we already knew, you know? Right. And, wow, what an honest question.
Right.
And now, right. hopefully, and it begins to look like he might be going to live up to that.
Well, look at this one, James, right here, white victimhood. You want to read that or you want me to?
Go ahead.
Okay. White victimhood. The South African government said Trump's order failed to recognize the country's painful history of colonialism. They brought civilization and apartheid. And it was ironic that it offered refugee status for people from the most economically privileged part of society. That's because they work.
That's because they're white and they work, you stupid bastards.
Fuck. Afrikaners make up about 60% of the country's white minority, which itself makes up 7.2% of South Africa's total population of 63 million.
So, yeah. Well, you know, there's a film out, been out a long time. The same crew, I think an Italian crew that did Mondo Cani way, way, way back in the early 60s. And it was called Africa Blood and Guts. So if you can get it, go ahead and get it. And it's pretty bad. It's real bad. Yeah. But they wind up with South Africa, which at that time was still apartheid. And here it is. Now you've seen all this death and degradation and savagery and slaughter. Now you're down in South Africa, and it's looking beautiful. There's white people. They're on trampolines, beautiful homes, golf courses. Maybe they're swimming in the South Atlantic or whatever the hell. And these motherfuckers are saying, this is awful. This shit's awful. It's got to be broken up. It's got to stop because it's terrible. And I'm thinking to myself, these people are they're either insane or they're communist. I think they were communist.
Or both.
And Africa Blood and Guts.
Fuck. I'm going to bring it up after this article.
Okay.
Listen to this. The average white household in South Africa owns 20 times the wealth. I hate how these motherfuckers capitalize black. Of the average black households. Gee, why is that? Because they're privileged.
Why is that?
I mean, look at it. It's easy. They work hard. You don't do shit. You got your fucking hands out. 3/4 of South Africa's private land is still white owned, and not a single expropriation has taken place.
Yeah, should there be expropriation? That's communist, man. That's the Russian Revolution.
Well, that's why the U.S. Department of Education existed, right? To give from the people who work to the people who don't, right?
Yeah.
So the idea of white victimhood suggests that bad things happening to white people are infinitely worse than the same things happening to anybody else, says some asshole. So when crime happens to white people, it's not simply crime. It's a targeted racial genocide. There's crime because there's niggers. That's why. And there's that lady, that blonde we saw, a would-be refugee who wears a MAGA cap and is involved in a website called Americaners that seeks to help Afrikaners take up Trump's offer, said she felt victimized because of her race all the time. Yeah, I reached the point where I can't do this anymore.
Go ahead. That's Trump's offer, it's going to happen.
Take it.
And I hope it does get every last white out of that goddamn place.
Exactly.
And watch it go down the toilet.
Exactly. Exactly.
Man, we could use a lot more like her.
Oh, fuck yeah. Look at this fucking stupid bitch. U.S. judge orders return of second migrant deported to El Salvador.
You need to deport these judges to El Salvador.
They just will not fucking stop.
Trump's going to have to stop him, or he's going to have to learn how to get around him.
Something's got
to
happen. Oh, look, they're marching out a poll here to say that Trump's approval is way down. Fuck you. More gloom from the trade war. Yeah. There's going to be pain, but it's going to be better when it ends. Okay. All right. Let's take a look at what you talked about. There's not much going on in the news, really. But let's just take a look at this because look at the headlines. You know, Trump trade war is wrecking hope. Everything's bad.
Everything's bad.
There's nothing good. Here, let's see this piece of shit because this just broke. That come up okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. U.S. judge orders return of second migrant deported to El Salvador. This just broke. Here you go. All right. Violated a court settlement among 250 alleged gang members sent to El Salvador. All right. Federal judge ordered Trump to facilitate the return of a second man sent to the prison in El Salvador. Stephanie Gallagher in Baltimore. Boy, the fucking niggers destroyed that fucking city. Used to be beautiful. So the settlement agreement she approved in November on behalf of thousands of migrants required immigration authorities to process the asylum application by the 20-year-old Venezuelan man, identified only as Christian, before deporting him. The ruling could set up another showdown between Trump administration and federal courts over immigration enforcement. So here you go again.
Yeah, nobody stops to ask, God damn, they're looking at this, each one of these son of a bitches under a magnifying glass.
Exactly.
They're going through this with a fine-tooth comb.
Exactly.
And why?
Exactly.
You know, because they want these dirty son of a bitches here. They want
exactly.
to fuck this place up worse just Perfect. As fast as they can.
Exactly. 100%. There's that movie you were talking about
yeah.
during your favorite year, 1966. Africa, yeah. Blood and Guts, the cruel acts of animal poaching and violence, executions, and tribal slaughtering all taking place on the... So what's so odd about that? That's what
yeah,
they
Yeah, that's typical, man. That's right. par for the course. But then they get to South Africa, and it's looking beautiful, and they condemn the hell out of it.
Right. Ugh, look at that. Ugh. Just it's just so ugly. It's just ugly. That's, I mean, there's nothing more you could say about it. It's ugly.
Oh, wait a minute. That's Africa Idio. That's maybe not that. Africa Blood. And, oh, okay. There's Africa.
They got, maybe well, they got the wrong, maybe they got know. The wrong picture in there.
Maybe
oh
they,
no, that was the original title.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Yep. Thank you much. Yes. Thank you much.
That's why I don't. I watched it once, and that was it. Because you know, yeah. I'm an animal.
Take that
lover.
Savagery. Exactly. They're just not human. Okay. Let's go here to the chat. See what's happening. All righty then. Did you bring up? Saraz Swampton says the Metcalf story stinks. I smell a false flag. There's a Caramello bar. Did you bring up Caramello? You did.
I did. I've been right. buying them ever since. They're fucking delicious. Go
yeah,
get
the fuck,
them.
Yeah. That's the problem, man.
Yeah, watch your waistline
exactly,
expand.
Exactly. Straight out of Swampton, how about the Nestle kike who wants to control the world's water? I know. Nestle does control the world's water. Fishing with Hitler. Either way, these incidents are used to mentally abuse Whitey. Hey, Nick's here from Night Nation Review. Nick says, I've got a few honorable mentions from the SPLC myself. Nice. Can you send the link here, buddy? Gary Gang. Nobody reads the SPLC anymore. No, but you're right. But it's good to, you know, it's good to stay on top of them.
Did you ever mention that book that they did on me? That one Jew? What the hell was his name? You know, you read the book.
Oh, Spencer Sunshine?
Yeah, Spencer Sunshine.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And it was the SPLC that went as go between to get me talking to him to answer about a list of 50 questions he wanted to have squared away for his book, which I did. And true to his word, he sent me a copy of the book. I read it. I said, man, there's a lot of history in there.
Oh, yeah.
And I could in no way in hell call it a smear.
No,
he frowned on me and my beliefs and activities, but my God, what a chunk of history. And he leaned very heavily on the University of Kansas for his documentations. But there were things in there that he wasn't quite clear on.
Yes. Yes, that's right. We talked about that. Yeah, I did read the book in its entirety.
And it was some female. Maybe a Jewess, I don't know, who I talked with on the phone. And, man, she was as friendly as anybody could ever be. I said, you know, I was kind of blown away. There we go.
Yeah, there it is.
So that's my certificate of upgrade.
Yes, yes, this was good. And, of course, it came out right before our version.
Yeah.
Of came out.
Yeah, so, we had a hell of a month there.
Yes. So Routledge, it's selling on the Routledge website, too. Let me bring that up because that's even better, I think. Oh, they spend a lot of time studying this stuff there. But, you know, I communicated with him, as you know, and he was pleasant. Let's see. Spencer. Wow, he's no longer on Routledge. That's weird. That is weird. I don't know why that is, because it was up there before, unless I'm missing it. There it is. I bought it right from, it's on sale now. I bought it right from Routledge instead of from Scamazon. And there it is. And
so now a longtime friend of mine in the Detroit area sent me a CD of Sunshine being interviewed by another Jew, a couple of Jew commies here, and they're going on and on about the book, and he stresses how I like the book, which I kind of did under the circle, because how much can you really expect?
Right.
And then this interviewer said, well, you know, I'm paraphrasing, well, what can we do to stop this? What can be done to stop this? Because it's got to be stopped.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, that's not his real name. It's probably something like Goldberg or Bernstein. But Spencer Sunshine. Yeah, we had a good relationship online, you know, via email. And I actually read the whole book and I highlighted the errors and I got them to him. So it took me a while to put it together.
He sent me a list of 50 questions. And I'm going to tell you what the first one was.
Okay.
Said, in going over a lot of your correspondence, your carbon copies, your answers to the original, you know, what was sent to you, always had at the bottom in ink, TKO. And what does that stand for? What does that mean? And I said, well, it means technical knockout. And I picked it up at Arlington from Don Parsons, who was then in charge of our mailing department. Everything that was taken care of had been TKO'd. And taken I picked it of. Up. There we go. Right.
That's good. And there's the title, Neo-Nazi Terrorism and Counter-Cultural Fascism, The Origins and Afterlife of James Mason's Siege.
So there is an afterlife.
Yes. Well, hell yeah. Of course there is. We're living it. All right. Let's go to the chat. Okay. Let's see. Shameless Wise says there was nobody in South Africa when the Boer settled it. That's right. Psychodrilla, same with Rhodesia.
Yeah, the whites and the blacks hit it about the same time.
Holy shit.
But certainly it was the whites that settled both places.
Yes, of course. That's what whites do, create civilization. Something so obvious and right in your face that you have to refute it. And the idiots believe it. Listen to this. I did not know this. Nick says, Spy Hunter, didn't you find out that the Carmelo fundraisers are being run out of Israel? And Spy Hunter says he did. Interesting.
Well, that's one on me.
Yes, and that might be why that Jew was in there. Oh, here. And he put this up here. And this is from Spy Hunters. And, you know, Spy Hunter and Huntress do a show together. This is from Spy Hunter's X-Post. And, of course, their website is being hosted in Tel Aviv, Israel. Surely, this is just a coincidence. Surely. Carmelo Anthony's family has launched a website selling shirts and justice for Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, I'll buy that. I'll buy that. But my idea of justice is going to be a little different than theirs.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. The kike is always every single fucking time. The kike is always involved.
Somebody with a good hand at AI can come up with an image of justice for Carmelo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
With his hands tied behind his back, dancing on air.
Well, I'd want to, you know, have a much longer time before he's air dancing. I'd want to enjoy. Not that you're going to get anything out of it because he's stupid, but
it's the image shown to everybody else.
Yes,
I mean this is what you can expect, and who in the hell would want to wind up this way?
Even Negroes understand that.
Anything will understand that.
Yeah. You remember that Klaus Schwab guy who ran the World Economic Forum?
Yeah.
This is his replacement, the former CEO of Nestle, who said water is not a human right.
Yeah, well, where's he coming from?
Yeah. Remember this next time when you want to buy a Nestle product again. And that was given to us by Psychodrilla. Thank you, Psychodrilla.
Absolutely.
Yes, and Nestle does control a whole shitload of water, the world's water. So that's for sure. Let's find out something here real quick. All right. And how much water does Nestle own? Nestle owns a significant amount of bottled water. World's leading bottled water company, that with their Nestle Pure Life brand selling 5 billion liters worldwide. They've been accused of extracting large amounts of water, sometimes far exceeding their permitted limits, from springs and other water sources. For example, in California, they were found to be drawing 58 million gallons of water, significantly more than their permitted 2.3 million gallons per year. Yeah, scumbags.
Well, you know what Manson said about that and his whole ATWA thing, animal, trees, water, and air. ATWA.
Right. Yes.
There's only one water.
Yes.
Simple.
That's it.
That's it. There's only one water.
Yes.
And you could go further and say there's only one air.
Yes. It doesn't belong to one person. Okay. Nick says the Jew could cough up $5 for his race war teammates. Yep. In the remember you read that post by that kike saying Negroes and kikes need to stick together?
That could almost... I won't say that it is. It could almost be a piece of black propaganda.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yep.
Come across with $5, which you can sneeze $5, but it'll get you in there to make that kind of a statement.
Yes.
Might wake somebody up.
Yes, maybe. Correct. Correct.
But it got us to put it up on our screen.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, Jews are a lot sneakier than that. They don't come right out and say something like that. So, yeah, that's suspect. Iroquois Eyes says, communist kikes only want leeches here to suck the whites dry. These Jews have made whites the slaves of all this non-white filth. Can't argue with that. Bitterball, South African language is Old Dutch. To me, as a Dutchman, these are my ancestors with great courage. Yes, they are.
Well, get your hands on Ohm Kruger, a film produced in the Third Reich. I'm sure it's out now, subtitled. I've seen it. It's great. Tells a hell of a story.
Yes. Mean Old Dude says, so give Sengo the supposedly free speech and promote it as Christian fundraising. Transfer site is Israel. probably just for this fundraiser. I don't know. Maybe it is. All right. Oh, Spy Hunter says already ahead of you, James. And here's here we go. Let's see what he's talking about.
Well, that looks like a suicide coming up.
Yeah, that doesn't look like Carmelo, though.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Looks more like Carmelo than it does me. That's but I don't think we can look forward to that. But
no.
But I could drink a toast to that.
That's an almost good Negro.
He's getting there. He's got the right idea.
It. Yes. Yes, he does. Okay. All righty. Okay. Good, good, good. Nick, you got that? Actually, I could probably look it up on the SPLC, you know, for you. Night Nation Review. Okay, what do we got here? Okay, that is too long for now because we're coming to a close, my friend. And let's see, I've saved this story. All right, let's go to it and see what's up with this. I don't know what to make of this, but doctors reattached my head after I was decapitated in a car accident.
I have trouble believing that.
Well, let's see. 50-year-old unnamed farmer swerved to avoid a pothole, lost control of his pickup and slammed a row of trees, flipping the vehicle on its side, tore ligaments that connect the skull to the spine.
I see, yes.
Yeah, a rare and often fatal condition known as
internal decapitation, yes.
Yep. Injury allows the skull to shift dangerously atop the spinal column without breaking the skin. I just remember my neck hurting like hell. He stayed conscious throughout the ordeal. They rushed him to the hospital, and I guess he was fine. He literally, yeah, his head.
Well,
oh, was a type 1.
Is something to be said for modern medicine.
Yes. Oh, for sure.
There he is.
That's a different one.
Oh,
that's
another
a woman.
One.
Yeah, another one. Yeah. Yeah, she probably had that same thing. It's fatal in around 50% of cases. So, yeah, you never know what the hell's going to happen, you know? And while you're alive, right, you got to make sure you accomplish shit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yes.
As I say, most people are running around exhaling carbon dioxide and shitting in the water.
Yes.
That's about all most people accomplish.
That's right. Man is a machine who manufactures manure. All right. Yes. So they did charge that kid with arson. I don't know. Okay. Huntress says, Jews and niggers should be happy I'm a misogynist. Don't want to be in charge of anything because I don't believe in taking prisoners.
Doesn't a misogynist hate women?
Yes.
So why would Huntress hate? Well, there are women that hate women. Let's face that. But it seems odd to me. Maybe we can get a further insight into that.
Yes, we'll see. Uh-oh. Lisa says there's a thumbs down as soon as I make a post before anyone can have seen the vid. How is that possible? All right. Maybe they're just giving you a thumbs down. I haven't paid attention to that stuff, but let's see what she's talking about. I know there's thumbs up and thumbs down, but I see thumbs ups. I don't see any thumbs down. Oh, there it is. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. So, hey, you know what? It's free speech, right?
Well, what's the video? What are they, thumbs down?
It's just I don't think they're thumbs downing the video. They're just thumbs downing her post. I don't think they watch the video. I looked at it. It's like It's kind of long. It's like 5 minutes, and
okay,
we're about to wrap it up. But let's see. Iroquois Eyes says, never buy Nestle water. It has one of the highest fluoride content. Okay. I don't. We have water here. We have a reverse osmosis thing under the sink, and that cleans out all the. That's why my water is so clear. You see that?
That's clear water.
Yeah, you don't see anything floating around in there.
I'll never forget that time I was. I spent a couple nights in New Jersey, Vineland.
Sorry to hear
New
that.
New Jersey. Yeah, with a very good, dear friend. And
Vineland was in Spencer's book.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I got up that morning. They were still sacked out, he and his lady. And I went to get a glass of water. Got the cup, turned on the tap, and there's, it really looked like toilet paper floating around in there.
Yep.
I do not exaggerate. So
I know.
I poured that out. You know, I don't know what I drank, but it wasn't that.
No. Oh, yeah. I've seen the water in Jersey like that. It's all fluoride. Yeah, it's all fluoride.
Yeah, but there's stuff visible to the naked eye.
Yes,
And it looked like toilet paper. I'm not trying to be gross or anything.
No. Yeah, you don't want to get up at night with the light off and drink some of that shit. Yeah, that's why I like this, because there's no taste to it. It's just water.
Shouldn't
be, but it's hard to find that. Okay. Spy Hunter says, Huntress hates women. I can confirm.
Okay. Hey, I've had a few that, were hate worthy. Yes.
And Huntress says, Spy, I've never met a woman I wanted making laws.
I'll buy that.
Yeah.
Well, how about 1 Timothy? I can't give you the verse, but it's pretty early in the book, the letter of 1 Timothy. And, Paul is saying, I will not suffer a woman to teach the law.
Yep.
Now, that's Paul talking, not me.
Right.
But the thing of it is, every time you see a woman teaching the law, some of these female dykes, they're dykes in most cases representing the Unitarian Church or whatever, they're commies, they're queers, you know, they're not wearing the MAGA hat, that's for goddamn sure.
No.
So there's something going on there.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Bitterball says, but osmosis water has no minerals. That is true. Iroquois says you can get minerals through food. So, yeah, I just would rather drink water with, like, no taste. And, I'm particular about... shit floating in my glass and stuff.
Oh,
so.
Boy, you're telling me. I use water.
Yeah.
I tell people, I ain't hauling water. I ain't buying water. I ain't hauling water as long as I can turn on the tap. All right?
Yeah.
But I only use water to make ice.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I use. And I shave with it and bathe in it.
Right, yeah.
You get the picture.
I do. All righty then. So... this is April 24th, 2025, 4/24/25. Tomorrow is 4/25/25. And that is my oldest son's birthday. So I'm not doing the show tomorrow with Les. I talked to him today. He's worried about the Canadian election laws. So we're going to wait to... we're going to do a show on election night. We're going to have election night coverage of the Canadian election, I think at 8:30 Central Time. So we're going to do a show here and see how Les did and all that good stuff.
Watch out for the hated hate laws, as John Beattie referred to them.
Yes. We still have to find out about Beattie.
I assume he's gone.
Yes.
But I'd like to know when, where, and how.
Yes.
He was a hell of a dude.
Exactly. I got one more story for us. You ready?
Sure.
All righty then. CBS, one of our favorite media companies. I'll make it bigger. CBS settles discrimination lawsuit over alleged racial quotas for hiring TV writers. The deal aligns with companies across Hollywood stepping back from DEI policies. Parent company Paramount Global is seeking regulatory approval of its proposed merger with Skydance. And there's that Jew, Stephen Miller, the lawyer. He's got that legal foundation that fights these kikes. And CBS has settled a loss from a script coordinator for SEAL Team. I guess that's a TV show, James?
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Who accused parent company Paramount of carrying illegal diversity quotas that discriminate against straight white men.
Yeah, well, that's crystal clear. You watch these damn things. And I don't. I don't watch
these
network nighttime prime right. time things, because they're all just loaded with niggers, and I don't watch them.
Right, exactly, of course. And we know why that's happening, and it's great news that is happening, and they're all getting sued. There are some, things that are not turning out the way that we would want them to, or people like us would want them to. But because DEI is on the ropes, things like this are happening. They're settling in court. They would rather settle rather than fight.
Rather than have the ugly facts brought out in open court.
Yes, like this lawsuit right here. I'm going to go here real quick before we head out. All right. And that's right. They don't want those facts being brought out in court. Exactly. All right. My phone is on silent. And here's one case that didn't turn out the way we might want it to. So jury finds the New York Times did not libel former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. So we talked about this. It's been going on since 2017. So the jury deliberated a little over 2 hours before reaching its verdict. No defamation there.
Yeah,
so,
well, what do you want for New York City, huh?
Yeah, exactly. New York City. Okay. Yeah. So we got that. I wanted to show you that. And I also want to show you this before we head off into the sunset. This is an amazing story, I think. I don't know what to make of it. But let's go there. And here it is. Tell me what you can make of this, James.
Immigrants in the U.S. unlawfully can drive legally in 19 states. Now some states want to stop them. Imagine that.
Let me ask you a question.
Why the nerve?
Yeah, right, but let me ask you a question, though. These are obviously, they're not citizens, they're immigrants, they're illegal immigrants, right? So 19 states in this fucked up country allow these illegals to drive legally.
Yeah.
19.
And if you can go that far, 9 times out of 10, you'll be able to go vote.
Oh, fuck yeah. And it's written by a Jew, David Lieb. All right. And there you go. In Florida, motorists with special out-of-state driver's licenses issued to those in the U.S. illegally are not welcome to drive. Why would you allow, while cops are busting you for going 1 mile over the speed limit and stopping you for not having your seatbelt on properly or whatever, but they're allowing illegals to drive on the roads to endanger our lives?
Something wrong with that picture.
Fuck, right. What the fuck is wrong with these people? It's unbelievable. Let's see if they say what the... here. Policies in 19 other states. Let's see. New York isn't alone when it comes to granting driver's licenses to immigrants without legal status. And this was from February. Let's see what the fuck that we know this. We know what the states are going to be, but let's take a look at it. Here you go. New York, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, Rhode Island, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, and Washington. How about that?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Oh, you're illegal? No problem, sir. Here, would you like a drive? First, let me, you want to stay in this place for free? Would you like a nice meal? How about a driver's license?
Yeah.
Holy fuck. What the fuck? I mean, who comes up with this shit?
Yeah. It tests the bounds of insanity.
Holy. Wonder,
is it insanity or is it something else? I think it's conspiracy.
I don't know. Maybe it's both. Okay, let's read these. Let's read these posts in the chat, and then we're going to head out of here. Okay.
Make like a baby and head out.
Exactly. Here's a picture from Ned Diggers. This is perfect. I've seen this one before, I think, or a variation thereof. I'm sure you have, my friend. You've seen a lot more than I have.
Holy moly.
Let's make this a little bigger. And there you go.
Yeah, that about tells the tale.
Yep. And look at the U.S. government. Look at the right. Fucking...
That's, yeah. Says it all. Says it all.
Exactly. And this was done decades ago, but, you know, it's still applicable. It doesn't change.
A Wyatt man, that's Nick Bugis. That's Nick Bugis's work.
I think you're right.
Down there at the bottom?
Yes, yes. That's beautiful. Beautiful. I think it is. Yes.
Well, definitely it is.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. He is a genius. Good eyes, James. Good eyes. All right, let's get back here. And we've got, I didn't do nothing. Huntress, maybe I'm just a sexist, not a misogynist. I don't hate myself, not a dyke. Yeah, you're sexist, right? You're not a misogynist.
Try to find the comic book, Windy Whitebread. I had that at one time. It got out of my grip. I don't know why or how. It's hard to find. It's out there. Windy Whitebread, Undercover Slut.
Oh, shit. Sheet.
But in that particular W-E-N-D-Y.
Right, like Wendy. Okay, that's what I thought.
Windy Whitebread, just the way it sounds.
Undercover Slut.
Yeah. And in that particular issue, she took on Mr. Misogyny. And it really gets dirty and it really gets foul, but it's funny as hell.
They got it. It's here.
They got it. Can you show the cover of it? The
cover of it's pretty good. Holy fuck. You got to be kidding me.
Can you show that or not?
I'm sure. All I can do is click a couple buttons. Nah. Not for us, baby.
Hey, there you go. Oh, there's more than one.
Well, let's take a look at this one. Oh, God. It's not even showing up. Look at that. You know, hold on a second. That's the wrong one. I'm sorry. Did I get the wrong one up there?
No, it's the one at the top.
Is this the Amazon page? Is that what you're saying?
I'll be damned.
Well, let me see. Hold on. Hold on there.
Hey, if there's a price tag on those and it's not too outrageous, there you go. And it's not too outrageous, I'd order the damn things.
Wendy Whitebread, Undercover Slut. Yeah. Enter Untouchables.
She said, so you get her down to the nitty gritty there, and then you run into the badge, right? Now you know you've been had. And you're busted, asshole.
Oh, shit. She's got the gun in her hand and the badge on her.
You're busted.
On her snatch. All right.
And her Untouchables and Officer Pureheart. Oh, man, it's pretty rough stuff. It's pretty demented, but it's funny as hell.
Yeah, look at the price.
Where is it? I'm looking.
Right here, $48.39.
Yeah, they can keep it for that.
Yeah, exactly. There's actually a website, Key Collector Comics. They sell them too, but it's for a lot cheaper.
How much? How much cheaper?
It says low, mid, high. $1, $2, $3.
Oh, you're kidding.
Buy it on eBay. Hold on. No, $20, $25. Yeah, yeah, here it is.
Yeah,
it's still a lot
of
money.
I guess I better leave it alone.
Yeah, you don't need it.
It's not exactly a piece of literature or anything.
But then again, you got some donations. You could.
Hey, folks, ain't no way am I going to spend any donations on that kind of
crap. Right. Look at that. They don't care where you spend it. And there she is.
Yeah, but I do.
Holy shit. Wendy Whitebread.
Yeah.
She wears her badge on her crotch. Look at the cop. Plus Officer Pureheart. Oh, shit. That's funny. That is funny. That's good. Okay. Back to the chat. Back to the chat. All right. Yes, Iroquois Eyes likes that image of the Negro being fed the money by the poor white slave. Johnny Sunshine says, another good show, gentlemen. Thanks. / Johnny gave you 1488, James.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. It will not go to a dirty comic.
No. Definitely. It's not going to a comic. We draw the line at Wendy Whitebread.
We got to draw the line somewhere.
Yes. Guess who's in the audience, James? G-Man.
G-Man. Hey, what fun we had yesterday, huh?
Yes.
And we'll do it again next month, I hope.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Nick says not a full article on the SPLC. It's kind of like mine, just a mention, right? Oh, he's in a couple of charts. Cool. The chart on there tracking our crypto donations. And the Odyssey hit piece chart. They're unbelievable, these fucking Jews. All right. And let's see what we got here. Right. Giuseppe. Yep. Yeah, this is what they did to us right here. As we know, this is exactly what they did to us.
Oh, Little Rock.
Yep.
Little Rock, about 1956 or 57.
Yep. I think 57, right?
And that fucking Eisenhower ordered that.
Yep. Diversity so great it has to be enforced at gunpoint. Oh, yeah. This is your country on Jews.
And one of the troopers was at the 82nd Airborne, 101st Airborne, one of them.
Right.
One of the Jews sit down there, Dan Burroughs, who later joined Rockwell. The guy was a Jew. He was blonde and blue, but he was crazy, as Rockwell said. I knew he was crazy, but I didn't know he was a Jew. Was one of Rockwell's early troopers. Made the news. He blew his brains out in 1965 when it came out that he was a Jew.
Oh, shit. He was a good. Yeah. He was a good Jew then.
Yeah, he became a good Jew.
Yeah. Yes. 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 Let's see what else we got here. Gee, you got so much stuff here. We would have to go an hour to cover it. Holy shit! Yeah, this is. I'll tell you what. I hate to pick and choose, right? But first of all, Shameless Wise says, great stream as usual, gents. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Ned Digger says, James was freaky back in the day. He still is.
You talk to some of my ex-old ladies.
Yes. Okay, here, look at this. Because this is what I was thinking. We were talking about justice for Carmelo right here. This is I wish it was bigger, but maybe we can blow it up. This is justice for Carmelo.
Oh boy, I see it coming.
Yeah.
I see it coming.
Yeah. That came out when they were kneeling during those BLM riots. The cops were kneeling for the niggers and some deluded fucks were actually kissing their feet.
Oh my God.
And the niggers were like enjoying it.
Oh, of course they were.
Yeah. Yeah, let's kneel for some Africans. You know this one about going out and shooting some cans with your gun?
Uh-huh.
Africans, Puerto Ricans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't make it up. I'm not Fed posting. All right, let's go here. Gee, I wish you would have been here earlier. I know you probably couldn't. Then we could have gotten all this stuff in, but we're already over the line right now, so we're going to have to head out of here. And it is 2:13 and a half Central Time, and we did 3 hours and about 15 minutes.
And we're going to make like a goose and get the flock out of here.
Exactly. And we'll be back on the 29th, the last Tuesday of April. And this is the last Thursday of April. And we'll be back on the last Tuesday of April on the 29th. And that's for our 49th show. And, of course, we already talked about this, James. Our 50th show is on May Day.
Coming up.
Yep.
May Day.
May Day. That should be pretty cool. So here we go. James, any final words for...
We're going to make like a hockey player now and get the puck out of here.
Good one. Let's get the puck out of here. I probably said fuck too many times on this show anyway, so let's get the puck out of here. James, enjoy the weekend, my friend. And all